Thanksgiving is a very special day. The first thing we do is get up and watch TV. Now keep in mind that most television on Thanksgiving morning sucks. But do we get mad? No. Instead,
we just keep changing channels until we find something cool. And sometimes it seems like you're never going to find anything. Like everything's just going to suck. And you may have to change channels for hours, but sooner or later you'll find something that doesn't suck. And it might only be a commercial with a chick in a bikini, or it might be a fist fight, or something really cool like when animals attack. And then you say, thank you, Lord, for this does not suck. And that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Put that in your butt and smoke it.
Yeah. Now let's all bow our heads and say grace. Here we go. God is great. God is good.
And we thank him for our morning wood.
Come on. Quiet. That's what I said. Come on. Don't do that.
Well said, Beavis and Butthead. On this pre-Thanksgiving big weekend broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Big Magic Johnson.
Oh, yes. And the Big Turkey Trot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You've been practicing?
Not really.
Been trotting around the neighborhood?
It's not looking good for me right now.
Everybody say hi to Maz at the Turkey Trot. I wonder how many people will actually say hi to you at the Turkey Trot.
Might be a couple.
In this audience.
Might be a couple.
What time does the trot start?
I think like 8 in the morning or something like that.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, it's early.
Serious?
That sounds awful.
Whoa. That was breaking news from Maz, the Maz-tion. Did you hear about the breaking
Jogging
news, Mark?
Fuck.
No.
Jeter has been exiled to grandma's house.
For Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I don't know what the story is. Maz, can you tell us about the breaking news?
I can. I was... Jeter has accidents more often than other dogs should.
And why is that? Was he not properly trained?
Yeah, well, he was trained, but the girls fail on getting him out and leaving him outside to finish his business.
Have you ever failed to get him outside?
No, I have not failed.
That's fair.
No,
whose dog is it?
It's the family's dog, but it really is the girl's dog.
Why don't they take him out? Why don't they take him for a walk?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to wake up really, really early to do that.
Did the girls really want to name him Jeter?
Probably not. But, you know, he fits his name now. Shitting on us.
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
I got mad yesterday, and I saw another dump after I took them to school. And I'm like, that's it.
A talented dog.
I took him to Grandma's. And
a beautiful dog.
And I said, Grandma, you have a border for a while. This is the second time this has happened.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Grandma. Our dog's going to take a dump all over your house.
Grandma would love them.
Dumps all over her house?
What happened on Grandma's watch?
Was Grandma in the loop on this, or did you just bring them over?
I just brought them over.
Happy Thanksgiving, Grandma. You get to wake up early to let Jeets out.
Grandma seems like such a passenger.
She's fine.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
She loves Jeter. Matter of fact, she likes dogs better. Well, she probably likes Jeter more than she likes me. That's for sure.
Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. It's life.
So how are the girls taking life without Jeter?
Oh, my God. I got shut out by Maddie. Oh! Maddie won't even look at me. Maddie doesn't even look at me right now. Yeah, my little one.
This relationship sounds a little warped. I thought she was being punished.
She is.
So why are you being punished?
It's like a reverse thing. I get punished for doing this.
Have they trained you?
They pretty much trained me, yeah.
So
I'm a beaten dad.
How long does Jeter have to stay at Grandma's?
I'm going to let him come home tonight.
What?
What?
We talked it. We had our family meeting.
Woo.
There's a new system in place.
Is it basically whatever Kathy says?
No. Kathy was on board.
That seems to be the right system.
She was on board.
Oh, really? Good.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs.
So
good luck getting rid of them.
There's scheduled walks.
Yeah.
Each child will walk the dog at certain times.
Between the three of them.
Is there a schedule in their fridge?
Kathy had one made today, and she put the – what's the plastic when they put the plastic on
it? Oh, laminated? That's serious. That's serious. Wow. Did she laminate it for effect?
Oh, no. She laminates everything.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah, she's a laminator.
It's a very permanent feeling when it's laminated.
How much did Grandma get paid for boarding Jeets?
She loves it.
Is she allowed to use any more data?
Yes, I told her. She has unlimited data, Grandma. got up to like 0.3 last month.
Can you check her current usage?
I will. You're the best grandma ever.
Well, yeah, please do.
I'll check it during the show when I check out.
Okay. Grandma, by the way, could get paid by going on MyBookie and betting on the Bears-Lions game. That's a way to pay her for this favor.
It's a good idea.
She had no say in. You can bet on the Bears and Lions. Simply choose a team on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. If you win on the Bears-Lions bet, congratulations. You got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations, because you get all your money back. It's a no-brainer. You cannot lose with MyBookie. It's no risk. All gravy. Just log on to MyBookie.ag, make your first deposit with promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. You can double your paycheck. Just donate your paycheck to MyBookie. And oh, it's not a donation. Not exactly.
That's what I used to do when I worked at the racetrack back in the day.
They'll double your paycheck. If you donate your paycheck, they'll double it. It's an incredible sign-up offer, and then this Lions Bears bet is a guarantee for you.
That's got to be the best bet anybody ever made.
You can't beat it. Risk-free bet for this week only. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew.
How about that bet I made yesterday, huh? Wow, did that pay off?
It didn't work out so well.
I watched about 2 seconds of the game and went, oh, I lost that one and turned it off.
You like the Rams, I take it?
I like the Rams getting 4.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, now in hindsight.
I theme dressed for you guys today.
I could tell. Reminded me of my terrible
Ravens,
bet.
He's got the Ravens jacket on.
Boy, that's so good.
I'm making it up with soccer today.
So good.
It's the best.
We have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline?
Yeah.
You know, we can do several different things. We can call Stan.
We should call Stan.
Oh, Stan.
CFL expert.
His team won.
His
Grey Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And Stan's wife. Why did we originally call her? Oh, she got ripped off on that deal.
Kid Rock. Yeah.
She had signed up and won something where if there were two returns for touchdowns, she would get $1 million. Was it $1 million?
I thought it was free groceries for life.
No, that's what she got.
She only got it for a year.
She got free groceries for a year, but wasn't she supposed to get some cash, too?
Yeah.
I know all the rules.
And they threw
it was bullshit.
There's Stan. They threw a flag on the second return way after the return.
Terrible flag.
Think they were in on it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It sounds like it. I'm pretty sure.
Did you talk to the guy that was wearing shorts?
We have his number, too.
Since the last time Winnipeg won, he's been wearing shorts the whole time.
Well, Stan probably knows him.
He probably does.
Yeah, what bullshit.
Is that the Canadian me?
His drops are great.
Yeah, Stan's great.
He really powers through, doesn't he?
Yeah, and of course, his lovely wife, Karen, who...
loves Kid Rock.
She loves Kid Rock, and she may have been labeled a claptrap, but she was. She's great.
She was clapping her trap quite a bit. There was a lot of yapping going on in the background.
And you would get a hold of Kid Rock.
Stan does not seem to hear
it. Can you tell Kid Rock to call me?
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention with Hall Financial. If you want to refi and save money for the next... How many years are you saving money for, Maz?
At least 5.
Oh, you only have 5 more years?
Yeah. No, I'm afraid not.
That's on the low end.
A little bit more on that.
Oh, okay.
A little bit more.
Well, I was looking for a high number because you can save money for however many
years
is left.
15.
On your refi with Hall Financial. So many people have been successful doing that. Normally takes 44 days to do a refi, 19 days with Hall Financial. They're quick. They're thorough. They're good.
Bullshit.
Go to truandmike.allfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435, and you can click our website, too. The link over there. So there.
Another number we could try. There's some Wheel of Fortune controversy.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
A woman, a 26-year-old woman, appeared on Wheel of Fortune and...
What was that?
It was that stupid crossword puzzle one.
Yes.
And the answers were right, football, left, Sally. But apparently she said right, football, left, and Sally. So they included and in her answer, which is against the rules. And Sajak's like, no, get out of here. You lost.
And yeah, it was bullshit.
She's very upset
about
it.
It's pretty harsh, isn't it? Have they done that before?
Yes, they have. And it's Brandon's
Brandon, you're a regular viewer, right?
Avid Wheel of Fortune watcher.
Take a stand, Brandon.
I have to side with Pat Sajak.
Why is Brandon the center of everything this week?
I apologize. I don't mean
to be. Why are you apologizing?
But I do watch a lot of Wheel of Fortune. Every time that this comes up, he gives a clear warning. Do not say anything but the words. So
okay,
but here's my beef.
We have her number though.
We have her number.
We have her number and the guy. Because here's my big beef. She admits it was a dumb mistake and she messed up. And the guy that actually won reached out to her and offered to write a check for $3,500 that he won for that round.
Why do you do that?
Hey, nice guy.
Why does Wheel of Fortune just do that? Well, Wheel of Fortune can't just pick that up and go, you know, we hate that this happened. She violated the rules, but we're gonna give her the $3,500.
Wheel of Fortune does not want to set a precedence for whiners.
These rules are put
How
in place
often does
for
this
reason.
Happen?
Thank you, Brandon.
But I like she, you're taking but, a stand, Brandon.
But she would not answer if she accepted the money or not.
She did.
Of course she did. Why not just say, yeah, I took it because I need it. I'm 26 years old.
Well, let's get it out of her.
So we have his number, the guy that offered the money, and her number. So.
Okay.
And CFL.
CFL Stan. Yeah.
CFL Stan. Okay, a lot of action.
It's too boring.
Okay, Grandma has used 0.1. Kathy, 2.1. Thomas, 8.8.
Whoa.
Abby, 12.1.
Whoa.
Lily, 13.3 gigabytes.
Lily.
And Maddie, 14.6.
Wow.
Wait a second.
She is in big trouble.
Isn't Maddie the youngest?
Yeah.
She just got her I thought she wasn't getting her phone.
She's making up for lost time.
Wait, the phone was put away. Remember you got the free phone and Kathy said no?
Or
no.
We wound up giving it to her.
What? How'd that happen?
It just happened.
Streaming videos, that's a lot of data.
Pornhub.
You know? She's using almost...
XTube. YouPorn.
Why do I do this to myself?
YouTube. Panty jobs. Homegrown Simpson stuff.
Almost 30% is attributed to Maddie, 26 to Lily, 23 to Abby, 23.8. I thought these girls were being limited in their phone
I just sent
use.
A picture of this to the family.
You did, okay.
Text, so I'm sure Kathy will be weighing in on this very soon.
Okay, Maddie just checked in. Let's see. I can tell you what Maddie's already responded to you since she's always on the phone.
What did she say?
Although I thought that you guys were limiting them on the phones. That's kind of weird that she'd respond so quickly. She said... That's because whenever I'm in my room and I try to go on my phone, nothing, absolutely nothing works, so I have to turn off my Wi-Fi. What?
Our Wi-Fi is pretty weak in the house.
Why don't you fix that?
Because I got the unlimited.
Strict. Okay, that's fair.
So what percentage would that be that causes that?
I'm not sure.
So it sounds like that's not the answer you wanted, is it?
Not really. Not really. Kathy will have a different response to her than
this. The good thing about Wi-Fi is you can monitor what they're doing on there, too.
Yes, I know.
Will you want to ask her about the new Jeter schedule?
Saying.
Ask her if she's ready for the new Jeter schedule, if Jeter comes back.
I'm not going to ask her right now.
Why? Because she's hot? Because she's mad at you already?
No, I think she should be fine by now. She probably cooled off a little.
What? It seems like it used to be the kids worried about the parents being mad. Remember that those days?
Yes.
But now it seems like it's the other way around. That's weird.
It was a great Leave It to Beaver today. Speaking of that.
What happened?
Beaver ruined Wally's jacket and then tried to hide it.
Wait, how did he ruin it?
He dropped this leather oil. His friend was putting the leather on his glove, leather oil.
Right.
And then he let it drop and it went on Wally's new sports coat. So then Beaver said, okay, let's try to clean it.
Who gives a fuck?
So they put bleach on it. And bleached.
Oh!
They bleached it out.
Beaver?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
It was.
Damn. So did
that. Then he tried to paint the gray back on it. And
that's right. I got to admit, that show isn't bad.
That beaver weighs almost as much as little Layla.
It makes me almost want to cry. That's how much I love that show.
That storyline.
I love
funny.
Ward.
Hey, did Ward find out in the end?
Oh, yeah. He took, he took it easy on him.
What's that, Mark?
Let's go snip out some beef.
I just wanted to mention we talked about Pornhub a little bit and data usage.
Yes.
Did you see their big Black Friday deal they're doing for
Pornhub?
What do they have?
Lifetime memberships.
What?
To which my first response was, they have memberships on Pornhub?
I didn't know they did either.
It was all free.
They do. Don't fall for it.
They have a big ad.
What are they charging?
$299.
Is it cheaper at the airport?
I'm not sure. That gets you to premium Pornhub, probably.
Okay.
It does, but there's already...
It gives you 125,000 premium videos, faster video streaming, and ad-free.
There's already 8 million free videos, though.
Well, if you like to watch the ads...
David Hartman just came up on Facebook Live.
What?
There's someone named David Hartman on there. I'm not kidding.
Wait, is it the?
I don't know. I assume it is.
Live, the David Hartman?
No, it's Brandon's friend. Thanks for the podcast.
I thought you meant David Brandon's Hartman friend, David back Hartman. In the day.
Az has absolutely no idea what that's about. No,
okay, can you tell us about Brandon's friend, David Hartman?
No, I know the original David Hartman from Good Morning
No,
America.
I'm talking about Matt. No, Brandon's.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about him?
Is that the guy that lives on your block?
Oh, my God.
Nice try,
You really got to start listening to this show, Maz.
Do you know who Homeless Al is?
Can we move on? Denver? Thank you.
Why? Because you don't listen to the show?
Stop breaking my balls, will you?
Dr. Roche.
Should we call David Hartman, though, the one you know?
If he's alive, why not?
He is.
Thanks for
listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We called him the other day and left him a message.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You didn't call back.
See? I was right on top of it.
Oh, man. Dr. Roche has these exciting
nice hat, Drew.
Pre-holiday specials. Thank you. Yeah, the Drew Mike store is open. That's a good reminder, too. Buy two areas, get a third free for Botox or Dysport. If you want to take away those wrinkles or make it harder to wrinkle up your face, do that. Two areas, get a third free. Buy one syringe of Restylane, second syringe of Restylane, $100 off. Those are the fillers. Boy, they fill up those wrinkles, I've got to say. Holiday breast augmentation special. What's better for the holidays than boobs? $3,500 for saline implants. BBL broadband light. Three treatments, corrective, plus three treatments of photo revelation for only $1,200. That's a great deal, I got to tell you. Trudy and I have both done BBL. It's good. That's why Trudy and I look so good.
Nice. You guys do.
Diva Vaginal Therapy. Three treatments, regular $4,500 for $3,850 and a free G-shot. And that is, that could cause a lot of yelling. That's all I'm saying.
The password is China.
Exactly. And that's all you have to do is whisper that to the receptionist at Dr. Roche's office.
I know.
And you get the special. Zerona Lubin, just before Christmas, non-invasive 11 treatments, $353. It's only $1,600. Is that a misprint? Oh, my God. It's crazy because they have to live up to it.
Yeah.
You know how that works? Wow. All right.
Someone on Facebook Live wants to know if you got your 9 tickets, Maz, for the
Not even close. I gave up.
Have you gotten any more?
I
gave up.
Can you do a ticket GoFundMe? Can we start a ticket GoFundMe? Is there such a thing?
Sure. I would start it, but I'm afraid that it might actually hit its.
Let's do it.
It's reserve price.
I can pick them up at the turkey trot.
You do it.
People can meet me at the turkey trot. Name your block.
They can meet you at the turkey trot.
So you're buying the tickets, but they have to get up and go meet you.
No, he's getting them free.
That's right.
It's a GoFundMe, Mark.
Why would you not meet at the airport like you usually do?
I would. They can name where I'd meet them, and I'd meet them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we call the Wheel of Fortune lady?
All right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Fire up that Hall Financial Hotline. And what's this lady's name?
Her name is Kristen.
Sounds like she's being a bad sport, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think so. I just think that...
Sounds like she's being a little bit of a baby.
Was she a hothead on the show itself?
A little bit of a baby.
I think it was...
What she looked like?
I think it was the fans that got more upset about anything.
Okay.
Because we're all so soft.
What is this?
Song? I was just looking for this one.
I just got the win. Spin the wheel again. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Bankrupt? What do you mean bankrupt?
I don't care how much money I got to spend. Can't stand to look at Fat Say Jack again.
What the hell is this?
Dirty song. Till I buy a vowel. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Hey, man, what do you mean there's no effing phone?
Vanna, pick me a letter. No one does it any better.
Let's go, Kristen.
Grand, not for me to say. Anyway, get me a ticket for an aeroplane.
She's trying to hide out.
Gonna be on the wheel of fortune.
Hello?
Game. I just got to win. Spin the wheel again. Oh, Vanna.
Was that 100% number?
It was very good.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Hey, get out of my face.
She's not answering.
Want to try the other guy? The guy that offered the money? The one that won?
Stop playing that song.
Why? How much money did this guy win, by the way? The guy that offered a $3,500.
That round, he just won $3,500.
Did he win the show?
The big thing is she missed
out on her
trip.
Come back on that show? Do you stay on, like, Jeopardy?
No.
No, you're done. One and done.
Why would he offer? That's...
He must have won.
R. Kelly. That's stupid!
Maybe he was trying to hit on her.
Could be. Matt, good point. Was she hot? Was she hot?
So this is Brian.
Was she attractive?
I know this is his number. Here she is. Here's a picture of her.
Okay.
Hi, this is Brian. Please leave me a message. Thank you.
Okay, I don't think he was hitting on her. Just saying.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Brian. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We were trying to find out about the generous offer you made to the unfortunate contestant, Kristen Shaw. And she's not saying if she accepted your offer, and we're just kind of confused. We're hoping to get some clarity here. If you would dial us back at the 248 number. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. And again, what a generous offer from you. Thank you so much.
That's
call back or not.
Stupid.
Yeah, she should take the money, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did he like getting
so here? So many people have been stealing my money.
Layla didn't even bark.
Eli's coming.
Eli's here.
Good song.
It's such a big sports weekend. I thought we could feature the
best week of the year.
No Filter Sports Show, which, by the way, was on. Yeah. Brandon's going to be demicrophoned for a few minutes here. get people listening to the Monday No Filter show, hopefully, and any of the other shows. There's a best of or some kind of best of show going on Thursday, too.
Oh, for the radio?
Yes. Oh, that's not going to be posted as a podcast? Okay. All right. I guess it's up in the air. There's some controversy.
It's up to Brandon. I thought it should be posted.
I think Bob Page has entered the fray.
Maybe I don't understand.
All bets are off.
Yes. Brandon's point is that people have already heard the interviews, like, you know, Pete Rose or whatever. They can go back and see them and hear them again.
That's true.
I thought it'd be nice to kind of compact them and put all the highlights together.
I'm on Team Eli and Brandon on this one.
But, I am too.
Well, no. I don't want to talk to Bob Page about it, though.
Brandon and I are on opposite sides.
Well, Burley, what does Denny think about it?
Denny's appearing in White Plains, New York weekend. Yeah, he wanted me to mention, actually, he forgot to mention, but how many people listening to this podcast are going to be in White Plains, New York?
He doesn't. It's one.
He thinks we're national and we're you know, that everybody listens to us.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe somebody will.
Well, you are national. It's a podcast.
That's true.
It could be.
But we're pretty Detroit-based, though. You know,
Most definitely.
Just like you on your streamcast.
Exactly.
In fact, I thought at first it was like a fly fishing show, stream and cast. I wasn't quite sure.
Exactly.
I got to mention, too, our other show,
Charlie
Duff, No BS News, is getting referenced all over the country. Even the Rush Limbaugh show, CNN did a follow-up because he had Brenda Lawrence on. The Democrat who said she didn't prefer to vote for impeachment. She wanted to just
censure him.
Beat him in the election and censure
him. Yeah.
I just heard them talking about that on MSNBC coming over. That stemmed from Charlie's show?
From Charlie's show. Did they mention OBS News?
They didn't.
What?
This is how stupid it gets. I was really mad because Fox News said a radio show. And I'm like,
what?
Not a radio show. But CNN actually did say... The No BS News.
You know,
News Hour.
I came in a little late. I don't know if they just referenced it or they've been talking about it before I turned it on, but
Charlie's always on top of it.
It's all over the place. Yeah. Plus, he's got the stuff about, that murder of the Detroit cop is the most screwed up story.
And it gets worse today. The update on that?
Yep. Supervisor?
It's the sergeant, yeah.
He didn't get there quick enough.
He was there.
No, he was there. He was a block away, and he stayed in his car even after hearing the call of officer down. And he said, thought maybe the guy was escaping.
And so he sat in the car?
So he sat in the car, but that's not what you're supposed to do when there's officer down.
Wow.
The show he had on with the FBI guy that unraveled, that was amazing.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah, about the Kilpatrick case. That was really cool. I couldn't turn it off.
One last thing about the sergeant, by the way. He was fired back in 2014 for... being a coward for counsel.
What?
Yeah, he was fired before.
Why did he hire him back?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, what a weird story.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get to Eli in just a second here. But first, some people are saying the holidays are a time for caring, sharing gifts to the ones we love. But our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock, at least the 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198, or maybe the Jeep. The Jeep Cherokee limited all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Finally, there's the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, the new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $255 a month.
That's what I'm going to drive.
So go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. No need to lie and claim that, you know, Uncle whoever, you know, is Ford. Yeah. Actually, and you have his discount number, but you really don't even have his permission. I guess he used to go on a lot.
Probably still does.
Don't have to do that. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Amen. Self-employed, stuck on Cobra, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call J.P. Cush & Associates. They promise their customers always get the best health coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back year after year. And we've had people who've already said, you know what? This takes hours for me to go through this. I called them. They got me a great deal. I took it. Boom. Hours saved. Yeah. Pay the same rate if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself. So why wouldn't you call 855-4-JP-CUSH, K-U-S-H.
Hey, Cush.
There it is. There's the ping pong ball. To get a quote today or go to jpcush.com, you might qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Cush and Associates, 855-4-JP-CUSH. No better call to make for health insurance. Be sure to tell them you're from the show.
Do it. Get it done.
Okay, my first question for Eli is this. How many NFL coaches have just stunk it up the first 2 years, and then for some reason it all came together year three?
Well, that's a tough question. I have to go
back. I can't think of many.
No.
Maz brought up Parcells, and I found out he was 3-12 and won the first year, 9-7 the second. Well, so that didn't work out.
Belichick
so
was terrible in Cleveland.
It was only a few games under 500.
You know, what you're saying is these are very complex decisions to make.
They are.
Do you throw out, and plus there's kind of a tandem there, right? You got Bob Quinn and him together. Mm-hmm. Quinn hired him, so how you gonna, and he fired Jim Caldwell, who we all liked, who was over 500.
I didn't think he did. I didn't think Jim Caldwell was a good game coach. I really didn't.
He was just a mediocre coach.
But I thought they played for him.
They did. I mean, they were over 500 most of the time.
They were 36-28.
Okay, so, right. So and
that wasn't good enough.
Right. So Quinn, since Patricia came in, is like, what, 9-18 or something like that.
Well, he's Quinn's 27-31. Patricia's 9-17-1. So it's going backwards since Quinn got here.
Right. There's just nothing to hold on to with this team. There's no, you know, you can say, well, it's a great coach and there's hope. Like even with Michigan State, if D'Antonio comes back refreshed and says, you know, with a plan, then you could say, well, he's done it before, but nobody's done it before here. Quinn's a new GM, never played the game, et cetera. Patricia was a good assistant, but so was Marinelli, so was Marty Morningweg, so was Jim Schwartz. And so there's nothing to hang. And besides Stafford, you know, there's no run game. The defense isn't very good.
There's Scarbs now.
Scarbs here.
Scarbs!
You know who Scarbs is? Scarbs is this year's Quentin Berry. And that is a guy that wasn't drafted, got cut, but he looks good here, and we love him. And I said to people in 2012, you love Quentin Berry, he's not going to make it. He's got no
Isn't
power.
Isn't he kind of the new Joique Bell, sort of, maybe? Maybe.
Joique got a contract out of it.
I know. Joique was good.
But so these are big decisions to make. Of course, it kind of depends how it ends. So here's my question. What do Virginia, Kim, Carol, Dee, Amy, Gail, Janice, Denise, Jody have in common? And I'll give you, and if you don't know, I'll give you one more that'll tell you. And Martha.
All Fords.
Ten women own teams in the National Football League. A third of the owners
are you
women.
Serious?
I'm serious.
I didn't know that.
How many of them got it by bequeathment?
All of them.
All of them. Oh, okay.
Hallis, you know.
Virginia.
Virginia, there you go.
Right? I came from the front.
There's just so many of them. So
who's Jody?
Jody, let me see here. I wrote them all down when I thought about this. I'm not sure exactly.
There's a Jody running an NFL team.
And an Amy and a D. Gail, I know, is Gail Benson, inherited the same.
Jody Allen, Paul Allen's ex.
Okay.
Right. So she's kind of a
new... I'm sorry, widow.
And Martha's going to be 95 in March. Mm. So...
And her daughter's ready to take it from there.
She's not going to sell it.
That's my question for you. I don't know who else is in the front office, really. I mean, now that Tom LaWanda's gone, et cetera. So who's going to really be making these decisions?
Ron
is
Wolf.
Martha going to make it? Is Sheila, the daughter, going to make it?
So, let Bill Jr. come back and help.
Well, that'd be...
Right.
Can you picture Thanksgiving dinner where Bill says, come on, this is ridiculous.
What a man runs things.
So it's just, you know.
I guess, you know, when you put it that way, why not just leave him in place? Because it doesn't seem to matter who runs it anyway.
That's right. It's been 63 years now.
Today I was reading about
that. That was old Manford's problem, was he was too loyal. He was too loyal to GMs.
He hired his friends.
It's so clear it's not working. Start over. And you can start over every 2 or 3 years, as far as I'm concerned.
But Chris Spielman came out today and spoke up and said, I back Quinn and I back Patricia. I think they need another year at least. This is Chris Spielman talking.
A guy that we love.
Wait a second.
How big a rebuild is this?
I love Spielman, but the fact is he is a broadcaster. Is he really going to come out and slam the team?
He's not on the payroll.
No, I know he's not on the payroll, but it's very rare to hear a broadcaster come out and slam a team.
Well, he didn't have to say anything, but he did.
Well, he wasn't asked.
Well, he's doing the games. I think it's kind of the safe thing for Chris to say. He can't do the games, do the Thanksgiving game, and say, man, this GM and this coach has got to go. I mean, he just can't do it. So if he's asked.
Well, he's not part of the Thanksgiving game.
Plus, Chris is really nice.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. This business of we've stayed in games, they've led every game. It's like, What? Well, since when does anyone even keep track of that?
That's a page. Oh, we could have if only. Oh, if only that kick. If only the wind hadn't blown him.
Caldwell could say that about one game.
Marvin Hall, if you only. Why did Marvin, the dumbest play of the game, you're going backwards for a punt. You're going, it's the 1 yard line, and you catch the ball. So there's a lack of.
that was so.
So you
bad.
Know who's going to suffer? It's the assistant coaches that are going to get canned, not him. He'll change his staff, but he's staying.
That's what I was saying. He should have done last week. He's fired the defensive coordinator. Well, I'm in charge of the defense now.
Because
it wasn't
going
to get any worse. So what if it's like his dad?
I'm just saying. He hired him because it's like his dad.
He's going to lose his job, and his dad's going to lose his job.
The reason the lines are different is that usually you say, well, what do the fans think? Are they going to stop showing up? And they still take their little crumpled 20s and 10s, and they go up to the window, and they put them out there, and they get their $90, $100 ticket, and they watch the game. So as long as the fans aren't affected, they still show up. What's the Ford's motivation? And if the players are still playing for Patricia?
If zero people showed up, they still make money off the TV deal from day one.
Players have stepped up and said they'd play for this guy. They'd run through a wall for this guy.
Well, they're not running through many walls. Yeah. I mean, there must be some pretty
they win.
Tough walls
they're running into. They're not a great team, but they've lost their best quarterback. They've lost their best running back.
They were bad before that.
Their defense stinks, but their secondary was one of the better secondaries in the league. But you can't, when you don't rush the quarterback, you can't cover the guys for 10 minutes. You can't.
Right.
Well, they go hand-to-hand.
Get a room with Matt Patricia, man.
I'm not sticking up for him.
What's going on?
I'm not. But when Chris Spielman says it, I kind of back off.
Well,
what are you on, Team Spielman?
I love Spielman. We all love Chris.
The keys to him.
What does that have to do with anything?
But he had to say it. He had
to say it. You have your own opinion?
I have my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, his opinion is whatever Spielman says.
What else could he have said? Okay, if Chris Spielman really felt that Patricia and Quinn ought to go, what could he say publicly? He can't say that. Nothing. He does the games. No. That's like Matt. That's like Matt Shepard saying, "Boy, this team is awful. We got to do something about this."
Well, Mark Champion used to say stuff. Yeah.
He got fired for that.
And he was great. I loved him.
Me too. I think he's the best they've had. But Champion, he never knocked the team. But he got so upset because he cared. He was like, "Oh, you can't do that.
So he's crying.
Yeah.
He felt that was me behind the mic.
Right. So, but and I think he would have stayed. The problem was, this is how it happens. This is a whole separate subject. But Millen comes in. He knew Dan Miller, and he wants his guy. The same way Dan Gilbert bought the Cavaliers. He fired Mike Redguy, who'd been doing that. Yeah. In fact, I was
with Freddie.
Yeah, right.
Rest in peace.
All right, moving on to Michigan, Ohio State. Congratulations, Maz. You hijacked the... the argument.
I could talk Lions with you for forever. I mean, I have so much passion for those sons of bitches.
What type of passion do you have?
I love them to death, and I despise them at the same time.
You love them that much, and you want to keep the current management.
Listen, you didn't even grow up here.
But they were my third favorite because of Thanksgiving.
Oh. Well,
they were my third favorite.
Giants first?
Giants, Jets, Lions.
Anyway, moving on to that, I was thinking about this because, I mean, if you look in the – if you're a serious sports fan of today – and you look in the paper today, the Pistons are in last, the Red Wings are in last, the Lions are in last, and if there was a place below last, the Tigers would be in that. And so there's nothing really, unless you're just deeply passionate like Maz and you love them so much that even the passion comes out whether they're winning or losing because you're passionate about them. But, you know, for me, now that I've got the 30,000 foot, to me the Lions are a sociological experiment. How do the fans react? What's the media saying? It's interesting to watch how the losing and all that affects people. But when we all became fans as a kid, and you're the only one of us, Drew, who ever played any sport to any degree of success.
I played wiffle ball.
But we were passionate fans because when we were kids, it really meant something. And so that's what interests me about this Michigan-Ohio State game is when I was 19 and I was a sophomore at Michigan, the Jets won the Super Bowl. I was the only person in Michigan that loved it. I was so – when Joe Namath, the AFL, come on, I was beautiful.
Cool.
Then the Mets win the World Series. Oh, my God. And then I'm sitting in the stands, and Michigan's 17-point underdogs. Mm. It's Bo's first year. Ohio State's won 22 straight games.
Was it 22 straight?
They were number one in 68. They beat O.J. Simpson in the Rose Bowl. Rex Kern and Jim Otis. They come into 69.
Otis.
In the first game, they beat TCU 62-0, blew everybody out. So they come to Ann Arbor, and they can't lose. They were saying in some ways that they could beat the Vikings, which is a joke, or Super Bowl champs. And then they upset them. So as a fan, I mean, that game, I still get excited about it.
What was the final score?
24-12.
And yeah. I was telling Eli this. One of my first memories of Ohio State Michigan, because the game means a lot to me just from growing up a Buckeye.
You were a Buckeye, that's right.
I remember going to Michigan Stadium as a Buckeye fan and going in there and saying to my dad, Why is the scoreboard see 24-12? I wish I could remember what year it was.
16.
And he just started. And because he's to this day will say that 1968-69 Ohio State team, best team he's ever seen in college football.
It was Woody's best team, and it was called the team of the century.
But you were listing off all the NFL Hall of Famers and all pros that got drafted off that team.
Six guys got drafted in the first round. There were 11.
Six guys in the first round.
Yeah.
Off that Otis team? Off the Ohio State team?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about the Michigan team, Dave?
Yeah, in fact, they had
Deardorff.
Yeah. We had Reggie McKenzie on the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He said that his year had, they you know, I'd forgotten this, but it was still the 60s, and there were black players, but not a lot of them. And so teams kind of almost had kind of a quota kind of, and he said his freshman year, there were seven or eight of them that all lived together called the Den of the Mellow Men in Ann Arbor. Tom Darden was a number one draft pick.
Darden was great.
Yeah, they had
Glenn
Doughty.
Glenn Doughty with the Colts, yeah.
Mannich graduated in 69. That was the class of 72. But anyway. Michigan's lost 14 of 15 games. Can you even... It's unimaginable.
I know. Virginia Tech is playing Virginia this week for the ACC Coastal. Like, it's a big deal. But anyway, they beat Virginia 15 straight times.
Wow.
And I swear, I every week I think, it's got to happen one of these years. And this year I really want them to win, and I feel like we're going to lose because they have to lose eventually.
How many in a row did LSU lose to Alabama before they finally beat them this year on the road? I mean, it was at least 9 in a row, wasn't it?
This might be the year.
And the year they beat them was when they won the national championships. So there's the outlier.
I mean, certainly anytime a team is, they're 8.5-point underdogs now.
Yeah, it came down from
14. Anybody who's an 8.5-point underdog can win a game. Of course they can. But how does Michigan win this game? How does it happen?
I think they're playing really, really well.
They are.
Patterson's
so
playing.
So is Ohio State.
They're both playing.
Except, do you see the news today?
No.
There's a pretty big rumor that Fields has a broken thumb and hasn't been practicing all week. I don't know how justified that is.
I saw him hurt it in the Penn State game. He stayed in the game, though.
And Ryan Day in his presser said, something along the lines like, we hope he will play. We expect him to play.
Really?
I'm
sorry, which hand is it?
I thought it was his throwing hand, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was his thumb. I think it was.
The reason I brought the 69 team was it's 50 years ago, and it seems like kind of an analogous situation where Ohio State is, although they're just narrowly number two right behind LSU, but
they're awful good.
Michigan's playing well, and in 69 they had won their last five games. Now Michigan's playing really, really well. If this injury is for real, so you get a vibe that it could happen.
Playing if the quarterback's out, I think all bets are off. Yeah. I mean, anything can happen then.
The quarterback they shouldn't have because he got it.
He was called the N-word by someone at a...
No.
You know who their quarterback would be if he wasn't there.
It was heard in the stands. He didn't hear it.
Somebody told him.
He was told.
So why should he have to sit out a year if someone called him the N-word when he wasn't there?
Right.
How stupid is this? Is it ridiculous?
And Izzo was bitching about this week because there's the kid whose name I forget. Kid from
the white guy.
No,
he's a white guy.
Is he a white guy? The sixth and one,
isn't he from Marquette?
Yeah, and
he beat the Spartans. By the way,
he couldn't transfer, and Tom abdicated this national coaches board that he's on because of these capricious decisions, and that's what gave Justin Field. But then anyway, Joe Burrow, didn't he come from Ohio State?
Yeah, he's a grad transfer.
That's why he left.
It's free agency. It's college football.
Portal.
I'm so excited about this game.
I
can't wait till Saturday. It's going to be really – I'm just excited to see it. I think it'll be a great game. I thought the same thing last year, but this year – and last year's a lot like this year because they were on the revenge tour and they won all those games and they were favored in Columbus. But this year it's in Ann Arbor, and that's huge.
They were favored last year.
They were favored last year.
They lost 62-39 last year.
I know, but they were favored
going in.
It wasn't even that close.
Yeah, they were number 4 in the nation. Ohio State was number 10. Because remember, Ohio State had gotten killed by Purdue, and then they barely won on the road at Maryland.
That's right.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah,
Michigan tanked that game.
Remember it was 24-19 at the half. Remember, it was 21-19 Michigan was gifted that fumble on the kickoff.
Yep.
Oh. And then for some reason, Harbaugh went for two.
How do you remember this stuff?
Well, I'd been reading Bacon's book because I kind of wanted to see. Oh. He's been interviewing a lot of the guys for Overtime, the latest book. And I thought this was really interesting. They're talking about halftime. They went in 24-19. They were down. But Winovich had a bad feeling. He said, Indiana set the template to beat our defense, but the Buckeyes took it further because they had better athletes than Indiana. Ohio State came in knowing the crossing routes would be a severe problem for us, and they went up-tempo more than any team we faced, making things far more confusing and harder to adjust for a defense. Winovich could pinpoint the moment he knew they were in trouble. I got a tackle for loss and did the crossed arm signal. You're not going there. But they got back to the line of scrimmage so fast, ready to run their next play. It was almost like I hadn't made a play at all. No time to celebrate. It wasn't like we didn't adjust. The biggest misconception was that we just ran man-to-man coverage the whole game. But when we switched to one kind of zone, then another, then another, then another, they were ready for all of it. And they were just faster than us. The halftime, it was close, but we already had the feeling we were in trouble. Those guys at... was it really that boring?
Technical.
I was liking it. Those guys had figured us out. They already knew. The thought was prevalent throughout the game. At no time do we feel like we had momentum. And then Zach Gentry dropped that first down catch early in the third quarter. Blocked the punt. Yeah. Now it's 34-19. Then Patterson threw an interception, 41-19.
I never felt like they were going to win that game. I mean, from the minute it started, it just seemed like Ohio State was bam, bam, bam. And, yeah,
when they were gifted that extra possession.
I know, I agree. That was a big deal, but I still didn't think they'd win. I don't know why. I just didn't. It's just a feeling. I'm not saying I'm a genius.
The game was the one 4 years ago, that double overtime game. That was the...
What was the one where it was the blatant penalty?
That was it. That was that game.
God. That was the spot.
Yeah. Game, yeah.
Yeah, 2016.
Well, two of the last four games, I think, went to overtime. Yeah. Against it could be a close game tomorrow.
What's the second one that went to overtime?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, they all just blend.
I don't think so.
You guys are amazing. Well, they blend for me.
Wait, are you talking about the game... When they went for two at the end of the game?
I thought it was two games.
Yeah,
in
that
overtime.
Was the Devin Gardner broken foot one.
A while ago.
Yeah, he had a broken. That was a great game.
That was a great game.
42-41.
Yeah. Well, two of the last four went to OT.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think so. Because
I'm looking at him now. There's okay. No.
I mean, what was the last overtime game?
I think that one, yeah.
2016.
Was there
the
one
bad
after
spot?
Then?
The bad spot they didn't like.
Mm-hmm. God, your memories are amazing. That's just a big muddle. They had Dwayne Haskins last year. Wasn't the image of the week this week? Dwayne Haskins on the selfie? Yeah. Wasn't that amazing?
You know what was funny about that?
Why did Theismann get okay boomered for that?
He got so
pissed. He was pissed. He's like, what's he doing over there? It's another play.
Okay, boomer. Missed the last play. Very unprofessional. And just got hammered.
Why?
Because honestly, does it really matter that he's getting a selfie?
He's taking a selfie with a fan?
He's a kid. He's excited. He's 22 years old.
He played like shit.
He had a 50 quarterback rating.
Right. He played terrible.
13 for 29. Give him a break.
It's his first win. It's his first win. He's excited.
It's interesting that you would be more pissed at Joe Theismann than at your horrible fucking quarterback who's off celebrating with a fan.
I wanted Heisman to go rip his jersey off of him because he let him wear his number.
Yeah.
Even though I told Theismann I would tell him no for him.
Does Theismann do the games for them? Is that what it was?
I don't think he does.
I think he's always done something, whether it's Theismann.
That's right. They changed his name.
Joe the Isman.
One of the comments
world.
One of the comments underneath his tweet was, "I've never seen a camera you didn't like."
Well, you know, so
not during the game.
Now, Bill Callahan, the coach, was joking about it after. He's a kid. He's taking a selfie. No big deal. So when you're that bad and you're 1-9, it's the same thing. When Miami finally won, they're running off the owner Stephen Ross is down there hugging guys and pumping his fist. They're 1-8, but you know, it depends where you come
from. Hey, it's exciting. That's what makes anything can happen on Saturday. Anything can happen on Thursday.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys
care about what happens on Thursday.
So we had Reg McKenzie on No Filter Sports the other day because he played in that 69 game and wanted to get him to talk about the rivalry. So, of course, we got to ask him about blocking for O.J. Simpson. And I remember when O.J. killed the two people, Reggie.
Not, he was innocent.
The two people.
The two people, his wife and
the waiter.
At the time.
He was accused, not charged.
Because I saw Reggie, he says, "Boy, I can't believe that." And so he said on the thing, he's still friends with OJ, and I think he thinks OJ didn't do it.
Yeah. He was a defender early on. I know that
he blocked for him, man. He protected OJ
to
the end.
All right, we're not a sports podcast, right. So we got to move on. Right, okay. But No Filter Sports.
I'm just saying.
Check it out.
Oh, what OJ did to the Lions a few Thanksgivings ago.
I talked about that. In fact, we talked about that because I was at that game when he ran for 270. Yes. He ran for 270. You see, Drew's trying to get rid of me, and Baz brings me back. Way to go, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for the extra minute. I really appreciate that.
Tell me more about OJ again. Thanksgiving.
So he scores 275 yards to break the record. They lost. The Lions beat him that day. But we were saying, in the end zone after the game, I was there, and he was so gracious, and he waited for the media. He was so likable. We loved him. And Pager said, we loved him. And yet, he killed a couple of people.
Well, he was innocent. Proven innocent.
He's a weird.
Goddamn responsible. Colombian drug dealers. They're out there. They're out there somewhere.
I'm just saying.
Faye Resnick.
Juice. All right. Juice. I'm out of here.
No See filter you. Sports. And no Blue. BS. No yeah. BS news, too. Making
Happy
national news.
Eli.
Yeah, have a good holiday. All right. Apparently, Brandon, not the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Suddenly, Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, all the out of sales to Evan County are busting in on Brandon's territory. They've got their lock of the month with a never-before-seen trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. You get 0% financing, part one, up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Then part two, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. They will not accept a payment. People have fought and fought and fought, tried to pay. They won't take one. They will not take a payment. Part three. In addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days, Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yeah, you can go on vacation, you can get great big gifts for the holidays, or you can put it in your car and have a lower payment. Whatever you want to do, call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta of the month. With 0% financing, no payment till after the holidays, and $7,000 in cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151. That's how you activate the lock trifecta.
Great service after the sale, too. My Indiana Explorer.
Yes.
I'm looking at the floor mats. I'm like, why isn't this floor mat fit in this Explorer?
What?
I'm like, that's really weird. And then I look at the ones in the front. They're floor mats for an Aviator that the dealership in Indiana just put in there. I'm like, well, this isn't right. So Anthony's getting me the right Ooh. Floor mats. I was very not angry.
Take care of our people. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zot Ford's ultimate lock. And then our friends at Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music, they provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experience with Detroit's finest professional musicians. They're looking for adults or kids or both. Maybe mom and daughter, mom and son, dad and daughter, dad and son. Maybe you both want to go take lessons, or maybe dad wants to go jam and he wants his younger one to get a lesson. They are looking for adults who want to learn how to play an instrument or who already play but don't have anyone to jam with. Adult scholarships are now available via the Dave Lonzo Memorial Scholarship Program. Gift certificates are also available so you can give the gift of music this holiday season. Playing music is always on someone's bucket list or one of their New Year's resolutions. Go to the Facebook page for Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music, and I think you'll be moved by what they're doing. They're really having a good time.
Can you think of a father-son band or duo?
John Fogerty's kid is in his band.
No,
two,
I know
two kids.
I'm sorry.
Mickey Dolenz has his family in his.
Let me rephrase it.
I meant his fat sister.
I meant got famous first before they put all their kids in the band. You do have the Judds. I mean, isn't that a mother daughter?
Yeah,
group,
yeah,
the Judds?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I can't. Think
Willie
of
Nelson's
father.
Kid. Is he ever in Willie's band?
I don't think so. He's
a pretty
big
Waylon Jennings kid too. Scooter Jennings. Yeah.
He led off this summer for the Rolling Stones. For the Stones.
Scooter Jennings?
Led
or Willie's son?
He led off.
Willie's son.
Did he?
Led off, yeah.
Anyway, Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music. Doing great things down there. If you love music, you'll have a great time. As always, stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking!
Rock.
Now! Call Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 1-888-988-ROCK. Or visit them online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com. Huh?
Did you see that tweet I sent you before from Christopher Cross?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be happy with that.
What was that all about?
It says, I'm excited to be back on the road with Todd Rundgren, Mickey Dolenz, Jason,
Beatles music.
Jason Scheff, and Badfinger Joey. Joey
Molland.
Yes. With
the
our
only member alive.
Our tribute to the Beatles White Album. Come out and see us. I just figured you'd get a kick out of Christopher Cross.
Is there a tour date here?
Let's see.
You mean sailing Christopher Cross?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
think of Laura.
Those are the
Cross. and also Ride with the Wind.
Yes.
Christopher Cross. That's when he rocks out.
What about the theme from Arthur?
Ugh. Absolutely.
One of my favorite songs, Mark.
They're not anywhere near. Oh, they're in St. Charles, Illinois.
Yeah.
If you want to travel, if you want to hit the road for the White Album tribute with Chris Cross.
How about Cincy, Ohio? That's close.
Why is Todd Rundgren with Chris Cross? Todd Rundgren could get
a Hall of Famer, man.
Christopher Cross? No.
No, Todd Rundgren.
I know. That's why is he playing with Christopher Cross?
Christopher Cross should be in the Hall of Fame.
No, he should not.
Look at his body of
work.
Look at
his body of work. Never rocks. Ever!
I don't think he's ever had a rock
and roll. You have to be a rock and roll player to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You have to have some kind of an edge to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It should be called the Music Hall of Fame. Let's
face
it.
But it's not. I know. Well, I'm sure he's in some sappy Hall of Fame. They should have the Sappy Music Hall of Fame, and he should be the president of it.
Christopher Cross was very good. Great musician.
I think Satara might have something to say about that, by the way.
Satara didn't like
president.
Oh. Great song.
Is this a live version?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Even the cover of this is soft. It's a flamingo.
That's his Twitter handle picture.
Oh my God, what garbage.
He was pre-soft.
You know
before there
was
softness, was he was soft. What?
That song was about the General Hospital, Luke and Laura.
Yeah, oh, I knew
that. That makes it even worse.
I know, that is really...
It was big in the 80s.
Did they write that for that stupid show? Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's shameful. Luke Nowacki wants you to know if you've got financial issues...
Luke likes them.
You don't have a financial plan. No, Luke does not like Christopher Cross. I'm saying that, and I'm confident.
I talked about the Tiger
Game. He's going to tell me.
Luke rocks.
You did not talk about Christopher Cross at the Tiger Game.
We did.
No, you didn't. Well, you might have. He didn't want you to.
Yeah, I think Luke is probably still talking about the fact that he was forced to listen to talk about Christopher Cross at the Tigers game. And that's why you want someone who's got some balls looking after your finances and coming up with a financial plan for you. Whether it's revisiting your 401k investments, or maybe you want to have more bonds now, or maybe you want to be more aggressive with equities because you're younger. Either way, there's a way to do this, and Luke's a pro. Call. He's got a whole team working for him on the 13th floor of a beautiful building in Southfield. 248-663-4748. To pay that rent, they've got to be good. It's got to be.
Luke
Nowacki, L. Nowacki at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Securities Investment Advisory Services of the Rollins Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Rollins Associates Incorporated. Separately owned other entities and all marketing names, product services, reference here. Are independent of Rollins Associates Incorporated.
Luke.
Is it too early to... email or send Maddie a text about Jeter?
What would you like me to ask her?
If she understands if she's going to work with the new schedule and stick to it.
Well, if you like, we can give her a call if you want.
Well, I just want to see what she'd respond if she knew she wasn't on any kind of stage.
All right, what do you want me to ask her? I'll text her.
When are you going to get that Jeter a Posada dog, too?
You know what? Kathy and I were talking about this Christmas. There's really not that big gift to give the kids.
Oh. Wait.
Oh.
Wait. What you're telling me is they're not doing their job with the first dog. Why would you get a second dog?
I didn't say we would. Oh. I could barely take one.
You were thinking about it.
You
love Jeter.
If anyone should get a dog, it should be you. Layla needs a friend.
And she doesn't take dumps in the house either.
She doesn't. Anyway, we were talking about, kids don't really have that big gift to open.
Do they need a big gift?
Could you get
really,
matching?
But it's kind of fun for us.
Yeah, true.
Something.
What about Jeeps for the other two girls?
Maybe.
You got a phone before Maddie was ready for it.
I don't know.
Anyway. You just drive around the block.
There's days I think about getting another dog, but then I have to slap myself back into coherence.
Oh, boy.
Derek Jeter. Mark, you have a dog?
Charlotte, no. We have a kitty cat. Charlotte was being kind of a pain in the ass the other day and was saying this and that and was talking bad things about Nana. Like, she's being a...
Jealous.
What?
She's acting bratty.
Really?
And now, so, who's Nana? Your mom or
Julie's mom?
Okay,
and
Julie's
so
mom.
Julie told her, she's bought you Christmas. She has already wrapped the presents. She cannot take them back. To which was met with, we can unwrap them and take them back. Absolutely.
Woo!
She was also... I keep doing the whole, you know...
Wow, why was she piling into Nana?
Because she was lashing out at everybody. She really was.
Man.
But I told her.
After Nana. Let's go after Nana.
No.
Only for her data.
I mean, the present. I remember the Christmas presents. That was ugly.
Once in a while, they'll upset Grandma, but they do love her,
so
obviously.
She was telling me. I was telling her, Santa's watching you. He's always watching you. He's got the score. He's rating you all the time. To which you...
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
She had to know, how does Santa do it? And so, I'm explaining he's got all these helpers and there's cameras everywhere.
You should have her watch Polar Express.
She told me it doesn't matter until December.
Really?
That's great.
I said, you are so wrong. It's aggregated over the whole year. And she said, but we already went and saw Santa and you have to get scanned and they say if you've been good or bad to see him. And, you know, the machine says she had been good.
She's got all the answers.
Oh, you mean it's like the fan detector at Elvis Graceland?
Drew, that's the first thing I thought of. So every kid is good. So I had to explain to her. I'm like, well, I think it scanned Annie first and said she was good, and they didn't want to leave you out.
Now, where did they do the scanning? What did I miss out on?
There's a lot of BS going back and forth here.
At Great Lakes Crossing. So I'm like, he could not come. But he might not come.
Mm.
Gotta behave.
Yeah, I don't. Piling into Nana, that's pretty serious.
I know, but she thinks once the gifts are wrapped,
she's
they
already
can't
got
be
Nana
returned.
Wrapped. Doesn't she have Nana wrapped already?
She has every Nana and Grandma Rose.
Oh, man.
Randall, are you guys getting a new
she loves
bill?
That song, by the way.
No.
Little Maddie's not gonna get a done
new
the bill.
Bill. Bill's nope. Irreplaceable.
Yep. Thanks for bringing him up. Oh, it hurts.
Rest in peace, little Bill.
I know. I was thinking about Mags, too.
Cutest dog I've ever seen.
Thank you. I'm not ready for it.
I'm going to tell Jeter you said that.
I don't have the time right now.
Jeez, don't care. You'll just take a dump somewhere.
Hey, grandma's.
We had this weekend.
Her problem right now.
I'm glad I thought of this. We've been talking about the weekend. The Irishman. If it's good, I predict Netflix is going to be overwhelmed. Brandon, can you stay off Netflix this weekend? Because I want to see The Irishman.
Well, it's going to take you all weekend to watch it, isn't it? 30 hours long?
It's pretty long.
I have purchased so many screens that we can both watch.
Now, is it,
okay.
is
all
it Thanksgiving night that it comes out?
I don't know.
It's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it the Wednesday before? Is it
it's
today
gonna be
as
in
we
the,
speak?
I think it's going to be in the theater tomorrow.
It's already been in the theater.
It's been in the theater for 25 days, I think.
Yeah. Oh, here in Michigan, too?
I don't know. It was only on a few screens. Hollywood was furious because it should be seen on the screen.
Oh, sorry, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Should be. Everything should be in.
The reviews are really good, aren't they?
Very good.
Oh,
yeah.
Real good.
Uh-huh.
I'm psyched. I was just reading. De Niro was talking about it. And by the way, he's big on Buttigieg for president.
Is he? Oh, man.
But he likes Bloomberg.
He might want
Bloomberg.
Buttigieg got his ass kicked today.
He was trending for the wrong reason.
What?
Black people hate his guts.
Oh, because of South Bend?
That's part of it, but
the number
also...
one trend on Twitter today was Pete Buttigieg is a lying motherfucker.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
but I thought it was a joke.
No, it was a column that was the title of the column, and they're mad.
Oh, I started reading that. I thought the column a little ridiculous?
I thought it was pretty unfair because the whole point is Buttigieg says, look, there's a lack of... This is paraphrasing.
Okay,
a lack of focus on the inner city on education. There's no mentors. They don't see the value of education. And, you know.
I guess you can't say that.
You're not allowed to say that. But the question.
Why are you not allowed to say that? By the way, honestly, I've said this for years. Why do we never hear politicians talking about educating kids in the cities, in the urban areas, where we're failing so badly? Why is that subject so taboo?
And the writer of the column made some points. Yeah, the inner cities are underfunded, but funding doesn't automatically make a better school. Money doesn't automatically make
a school
better.
No, we've thrown money at schools before. It doesn't always work. But to me, the big complaint seems to be that Buttigieg was from rich parents and he went to private schools and he went to Harvard and fuck him.
Yeah, that was another part of the column.
How dare you?
In other words, he doesn't understand, you know, the inner city education, which, sure, fair point, but how many people running do?
Obviously they don't because they wouldn't be failing
just
over and over and over and over if people understood it. Anyway, it sounds like a really interesting movie. I'm excited about it. I hope it's good.
It should be great.
And there were a couple other things today.
The best part about it is all these theories about where Jimmy Hoffa is now.
They seem to pinpoint him now.
Knock this off.
I know,
we're never going to find him.
I saw that Hoffa's fairly large in this movie, and I was like, okay. It's not that I'm bored with Jimmy. Yeah, I'm bored with Jimmy Hoffa.
I'm bored with Jimmy Hoffa, yes.
Well, I mean, he's a Teamsters guy.
He jumped the shark when he was buried in the Meadowlands. I agree.
When he was in the end zone at the Meadowlands, that's true. That's right. It was over.
What more could
be interesting about it?
He was kidnapped just minutes from here.
I know, but I've read about it a million times.
What they call that place? The Red Marcus?
Marcus Red Fox?
Yeah. Marcus Red Fox, yeah. Which is now Andiamo's, right?
Chucky O'Brien picked them up. Yes, it is now Andiamo's.
Every time I pass that, I'm like, I think of Jimmy Hoffa. Well, Jimmy Hoffa is always on my mind. Between that and Giant Stadium.
Yeah, I love a lot of reminders.
Isn't it really funny that he's buried in the end zone?
you don't know that.
How do you know what part of the field he was buried in?
They knocked Giant Stadium down. They knocked it down, so they would have found him if they knocked it down, right?
Anyway,
I saw Knives Out the other night. That new movie, Knives Out.
Is that any good?
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good mystery.
Yeah,
movie.
But you didn't like Good Boys, so I'm a little...
No, I walked out on
Good Boys. Wow. Opportunity cost? You felt your time was more valuable than to be...
Yep.
I'm impressed. I wouldn't think you would walk out.
Didn't you say you went to a black movie?
Yeah, I wound up going to... Well, it was the only movie that was playing at the time I was sneaking from one theater to the other.
How was the black movie?
Of course you were.
Terrible. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my whole life. I can't even think of the name of it.
Was it Us?
Wait, you snuck in?
Well, yeah, I was at... The Good Boys. I
but
bought a ticket
didn't pay
for Good
for the
Boys.
Second movie?
No.
Well,
because I left. I left Good Boys.
Who are you with?
Myself.
Just you?
Yeah.
Here's Tom. Here's Tom that day.
I like to sneak into theaters without being noticed. Sometimes.
Yes, I agree, Michael.
I got to ask you guys.
I already paid. Just went there next door.
I'm going to ask you guys a question I asked Maz earlier today. I'm reading a story about Google. They fired 4 employees.
You remember, the 4 we were talking about.
Google was just agog because they'd suspended.
I already got your answers. Never 3 inches. Time daily on a boat and with my finger.
And in the story I'm reading about this one employee who's a female who just sounds like the biggest bitch. She is the one who was apparently going to secure areas and digging up all this stuff and also getting notifications on employees and what they were doing.
Their calendars, yeah, and including medical.
It was none of her business. So then this same suspended employee is bitching, hey, shouldn't be suspended, and all these employees are agreeing with her. She then leads a protest about Google's association with Customs and Border Protection. The same person.
Her own place.
So they blew her out, and they blew out 3 other people, and now Google has just gone crazy. How dare they do this? And all I could think of was, and I asked Maz, I said, how does Google hire so many assholes? How can there be that many assholes working in one place? I mean, am I crazy?
It's that type of person.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe the environment they think it is attracts those people, and then they get there, and they're shocked by its.
You think they'd stop
corporation. Going. You know, and the unemployment level, it's hard to get good workers. So I don't know.
But good workers aren't generally assholes.
We're talking about 4 people or 200 people.
A lot. But the people at the protest, there were a lot of people. They walk out of work. They just walk out of work and protest. Their own company.
Yeah, but how many people really walked out and how many people do they employ?
Well, I would think.
Look at all the people that protest for the $15 from McDonald's.
Well, but
I mean, I know
what they have to lose. What do they have to lose?
This sounds like an episode from Silicon Valley.
$7.25 to $15, that's a lot to gain, not much to lose.
What do you think these people think they have to lose by taking on Google?
Apparently nothing.
You're right.
Because they won't fire anybody. I mean, look at what these people had to do to get fired. I'm amazed these people weren't fired immediately.
They were warned numerous times.
Remember what Costanza was trying to get fired from the Yankees?
When he the naked suit.
Yeah, he put on. Well, he took Babe Ruth's suit, Babe Ruth's jersey out of one of the cases and his pants. He put it on and started wiping strawberries on it and everything. And
why was he trying to get fired?
Because he wanted to go to the Mets. The Mets were going to hire him as a director of scouting.
Did he get fired?
No, he couldn't.
They
get
loved
fired
him
to the
they
very end. He finally got fired.
Didn't he drive around the parking lot with the World Series trophy tied to the back of his car?
He kept yelling out about Steinbrenner and stuff. Steinbrenner was a great, what a great.
That was Larry, wasn't it?
It was, but Steinbrenner allowed that. The real George
Steinbrenner.
Yeah,
it's true.
He's a cool dude.
I read a big story about Amazon yesterday. The wonderful Amazon, you know, who makes so much money, pays no taxes. And about how they treat their employees like garbage. And I was trying to
read
between
the lines.
Not
what the commercials say.
No, not at all.
Commercials say, you know, they're the best employers ever. They get benefits as soon as they walk in. They pay for your school.
They pay for your school.
The bathroom.
They're on surveillance.
They have quotas.
Yeah, they have quotas.
I didn't hear that.
And they set these ridiculous quotas, and they act like it's, you know, exciting. Oh, hey, we'll move 1 million units. How exciting is that? And we'll do it in 1 minute. You know, and these people just run around. They have more injuries. Their injury level is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I guess the average in a place like that is like, I think 4 out of 100 per year, and theirs is like 9.
Wow, why?
And they say they try to hurry these people back, and I don't know. Because they're running around trying to meet quotas.
Is it bad that there's part of me that's like, thank God I get my package one day for 2 days? If it wasn't for that, wouldn't you?
They don't pay them that well either.
No, well, that's...
This company that's making ridiculous money.
But I want my package tomorrow,
no taxes,
Drew.
They don't pay people shit.
I want my package
I do, too.
Now.
You want
they
the same
hire a few
day?
More people?
I just wish they would pay them more. But
yeah, I wish they would too.
Theoretically, they can do everything they're doing now and just pay their employees more. They could. Yeah, well, Bezos has that much money, is the richest man in the world.
You know what? If they
wanted to replace some of the robots.
How many employees do they have?
Tell you in a minute.
Oh, a hell of a lot. Well, they're the second biggest employer in the country, aren't they?
Which is also misleading because they have a bunch of subsidiaries that or contracts. Yeah, you know,
true. It's very, they have a lot of employees.
It's very Weasley.
You know what I noticed about them? Their trucks, the Amazon Blue trucks, they're all Mercedes.
Really?
Yeah, I looked at them. Mercedes Sprinters.
Well, couldn't they save money on the trucks and pay the people a little bit more?
Yeah, I agree.
How are you going to get the package to me tomorrow?
It doesn't have to be in a Mercedes, does it? Or do you need a Mercedes to bring it?
I mean, maybe they have better fleet sales. I don't know.
Wow, they have a lot of they have almost like 650,000 employees.
All right, so if you raise them by $2 an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now they have 750,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
I got to tell you, the employees just don't sound terribly happy. I would think you'd want it to be a place where you liked working, but you know, these, unfortunately, you know, we like to think that the Bezoses and the Zuckerbergs, that they're wonderful people and they're brilliant and they take, no, they don't. They don't. That's not how they got there. But it's disappointing, isn't it? I mean, Amazon, something that's in all of our lives.
I really thought that they were, like, just from the way I see them on TV and read about them, I would think that they're one of the best places to work.
I was led to believe that, too. I felt that way for a long time. And then I start reading things to the contrary. And it's sad to me. And then today I read a story, and I know this goes on all the time. It's about somebody that has a sneaker that's for something very specific, and they copy or they trademarked it and all that. Yeah. And Amazon has one just like it. And they're saying, hey, what the hell is this? Well, Amazon does this to companies. They put people out of business constantly. I mean, they're kind of shitty, aren't they?
They have no problem losing money on a certain product till they can just
get you out of business over or take over
and buy it. Yeah,
that is unreal.
$110 billion. I mean, what the hell is he going to do with all that money?
Buy the NFL?
We know he wants to buy a franchise. I mean, what do you do with $110 billion?
Tom, did you hear my idea that he should buy the NFC and his ex-wife should buy the AFC?
Oh.
And they can battle in the Bezos Bowl.
I love that.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, we could root for the wife or for him, the ex-wife for him.
Exactly.
I like that idea.
And halftime would be him having sex and we'd all have to watch.
Now, what does Lauren get out of this?
She gets the NFC.
No, the ex-wife gets the NFC because she's got half the money.
Yeah, well, he asked about Lauren, so.
Oh, Lauren?
Yeah.
Maybe Lauren wants halftime. She can fly choppers around. And,
she can play a banner.
Microphone.
She gets to be nailed at halftime.
Mr. Ford bought them for $6 million, and they're worth $1 billion now. So pretty good investment.
About $2 billion.
Not a sports podcast, man.
We looked it up today at 1.9.
$2
billion? I don't know.
Really? Yeah, I guess good investment.
It's a ton. I know they're worth a ton. Well, let's see, Brandon, what's the boner line today?
The boner line has a lot of homeless. A lot of people talked about Homeless Al.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised he would be.
He needs his own podcast, wherever.
Well, there's something kind of along those lines in here.
Are there any developments with David Hartman, by the way?
He's located.
Is he aware that we're looking for him?
Not really.
Not.
But we're talking. We'll get it done.
I want to just point out a little tiny thing about David Hartman. He's a rapper.
Oh, cool.
It was an unexpected film. Did you see any of his music?
I did not, no.
Should we play any of his music? I mean, I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Brandon's best friend from third grade.
Is he good?
Doesn't seem to have a lot of views.
No.
But is that his job, Brandon?
No. No, it's not.
Okay.
I wasn't fully comfortable with that at the moment.
Okay. All right.
He's very protective of his third grade friends.
Well, they're best friends.
I know.
I mean, it's a powerful relationship when almost 30 years later, he's still in his top 10 of all-time friends.
Well, I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
You got to think about it. You know, I had a best friend when I was in third grade, he was kindergarten through third grade, then best friends through middle school, best friend through high school.
What happened to the best friend through middle school?
Grew apart, I guess.
Do you know where that person is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I was just telling my
I'm
kids
so
the other
happy
day.
I have you as my best friend.
The kids that you meet in grammar school.
Now your best friend's Kristen, right?
Yeah, of course. And Madeline.
They become.
Wait, Madeline's not really a friend.
For life.
And Drew.
She's your daughter.
Yeah.
Love her unconditionally.
Well, is Maddie and Abby and Lily your best friend, Tommy?
No, they're my daughters. I love them.
Then never mind. Madeline's
She's in her own category.
She's a kid.
Anyway, the kids you meet in grammar school or elementary school, as you call it here in Michigan, they seem to be your best friends throughout life. Because, you know, I still talk to my grammar school friends.
What grades are you talking about?
From third grade to eighth grade.
Well, Triple Threat Trios from that period. I do have a lot of my friends are more from high school and college.
Mine,
I would
mine
say
too. Mine are
mostly
school.
From
I mean, there were a lot of people shed and also trampled on the path to our maturity.
Of course.
There were some unfortunate incidents.
Those are formative years, high school. So
yeah, I know.
People can grow apart.
Well, Brandon grew apart.
Yeah.
His middle school friend.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
Is there anything else you can reveal about David Hartman at this time? There's been a lot revealed. In a very short period. Some of it surprising.
Just that I would want to make him aware before I put him on blast.
Okay. All right.
I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not
I mean, blast. Nobody's putting on blast. What do you mean blast?
I don't know. I just don't want to play his music yet.
Okay.
I promise it'll come there.
All right.
It's a nice tease. You want to hear the boner line?
Yeah, let's hear the boner line.
All right.
What's up, boomers?
Hey, boners. I'm a longtime listener, and I think I'm in that growing group that's going to quit and just stop listening. And it's not because of the Will Forte drops or the OK Boomer drops. The reason why I'm probably going to leave is because I have left a bunch of messages on the boner line that have not been played. I feel that I deserve to have my boner line messages played. I deserve that because, well, I have a voice and I should be able to be heard, right?
Quiet.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking yesterday about the store back open, which is awesome, and I am going to buy something. But as far as the shipping, you said if you order it now, you can have it by Christmas. What do you guys got, Naz mailing those things out? Good job getting them out in 5 weeks.
Hey, slow down.
Boy, did I pick the wrong episode to introduce my wife to the podcast. We had about a 4-hour drive up to Toronto, so I put the podcast on. You know, you got Jim Belushi, you got Maz being Maz. Everything's good until about the 50-minute mark when all hell breaks loose with the farting. 10 minutes. 10 minutes of farting. And women farting at that. Unfortunately, you don't have a new listener in my life.
Yeah, smell that. Smell it.
Yeah, I just had to call in to point out Brandon's story about homeless Al. There was a very important question that went unasked, and that was when Al's car blew up. Brandon's parents were out of town. So he's saying that homeless Al was his babysitter for that weekend, and they didn't see each other nude. I don't buy it.
Nothing happened with him. Nothing weird. Nothing.
Brandon, I love your homeless Al stories. You could have a whole homeless Al podcast by itself. Sounds like a sitcom. It reminds me of like a bad luck version of Alf. Like they should just call it like homeless Alf. Keep them coming.
Finally something good on TV. Yeah. Cool.
I've known about homeless Alf for a while, but it never clicked until Thursday, last week's episode, when Brandon started talking about him. That holy shit, his parents moved a homeless dude into their son's room. I can't believe it. That's the craziest thing ever. Brandon, you don't know where a homeless Al is, but he sure shit knows where you are. He burned his van, he burned your dad's van, and he burned your truck. He was jealous that he lost his cassette collection, and he knew you still had your CD collection. I remember you had a massive CD collection there that you lost. He was super jealous that he burned that fucker down.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
How come nobody's talking about Chris Tucker? I want to put him under pedophile suspicion. Like, wasn't he palling around with Jacko?
Yeah.
And then he's riding on planes with Spacey and Epstein. Something's going on with that dude. Like, you need to look into that.
Well, that makes you a pedophile.
I just wanted to share what I believe is an audio separated at birth. It is Prince, I Would Die For You, when the guitar or synthesizer goes, and the Chuck Berry part of
You guys were playing some Joe Millionaire drops, and it brought me to think that, like, him and Player Dave have a lot of similarities. So I don't know if that's a separated at audio birth or what, but I don't know. They seem like the same guy.
America, they knew.
Hey, I know you.
So Mark said at the beginning of the show the other day that he just all of a sudden decided he doesn't like Taylor Swift, which is funny because I came to the same exact conclusion very recently. Amen. Like, bad enough to where I actually called her a fucking retard in front of the kids.
That's my dad.
Yep, I called it last week. If Brandon can't take the pass every week for his lock of the week, he's not going to win nothing. Boom, nailed it.
Brandon, you bet like a girl. You picked the most popular team in football, the Patriots, and then the home team. Lock of the week, more like suck of the week.
Why are you guys bullying me?
Wow. First, Mark is defending Epstein at every turn and every chance he gets, and then Maz shows up and starts defending Taylor Swift's crybaby ass? What are you guys becoming?
You butt out.
You could pass this along to Maz. Just leaving Metro Airport a little bit ago, Delta McNamara Terminal, I walked into three stores on my way to baggage claim. They all laughed when I asked what type of Black Friday sales they were going to have.
You butt out.
Man, what the fuck? I'm usually on your side, but then you come out with this Taylor Swift stuff like she's a victim.
You butt out.
Just want to know if Maz was going to attend the reopening of the free bridge on the Gros Seal. Sounds like his kind of thing, and would love to hear her report on how great the party was.
Shit, yeah.
Just wanted to wish the whole crew a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time off. Watch some football, drink some beer, and give Layla some treats for me.
You all know Layla. Layla is a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
That's it.
Nice. Oh, man. You know what's funny about Homeless Al? In your mind, Drew, when you knew that he was bunking up with Brandon, how old did you think Homeless Al was?
I thought he was like 33, 34.
I was thinking like 40. I don't know why.
How old was he?
I want to say, I'd say 28 through 32. I don't know his exact age.
He was a little younger. Still weird, but a little younger.
I was 14.
Does that make it any better? Oh, God. What? Yeah, that sounds really bad.
20? Something weird about being homeless at 28. I don't know why. It seems like it should happen later, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know.
And Homeless Al's a Gen Xer, right?
Yeah. I don't know what led to that. I knew that he was married and he had a child prior to that.
Doesn't care.
But then when we met him, he was living behind the farmer Jack. And it sucked. But he'd only been living there a couple days. And then
what kind of setup did he have, do you know?
I have no idea. Trust me, I didn't see him. I just showed up one day and my dad's like,
"Your new roommate. Carry his bags
for you.
You're back on the top bunk, Brandon."
How much stuff did he bring, by the way?
Not much. Maybe a bag, maybe a couple bags.
Did you guys have
to take
him
shopping?
Was it
tied on a stick, like a hobo?
Like every kid that runs away on TV?
Exactly, yeah. He just jumped off the train.
What was your question?
Did you have to take him shopping to get clothes?
I don't think that I don't know. I don't remember taking him shopping for anything. He started earning a living while he lived with us.
Did he need a shower right away?
I don't recall. He had a missing tooth, like one of the front ones.
What? He's only 28.
I know.
Maybe he got my teeth got hit by a bowling ball in slow motion. Ooh, and they're just the pins are falling down one by one, it seems like.
Yeah, you were back
a bowling ball full of decay.
Here's actual audio of Brandon. I think this is time lapse hanging out with Homeless Al. Think. You guys used to sing duets together? That's nice. That's the first day.
He's got nice teeth, too.
So you guys got along, you know, swimmingly in the beginning.
It's Homeless Al, not Hobo Al.
Oh.
What'd you guys watch on TV?
Here's about a month later. Brandon's fading a little. Here's another month.
He wasn't crazy, right?
That was the image I had of him, though, was the hobo from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
He was obsessed with WCW, Nitro. He was obsessed with it.
Oh, and you were into it, too. He had influence on you.
Well, I like WWE.
Who's more influential, Homeless Al or your dad in your life?
My father.
But it sounds like Homeless Al influenced your TV watching.
Well, see, we butted heads about that. Cause
that was a lot closer than
I had a television in my bedroom.
All roommates do.
And I wanted to watch WWF. You know, I was a big, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bret Hart, those type of guys. And he liked WCW. And so we butted heads on that. But we enjoyed watching South Park. It was the inaugural season. So
you like South Park?
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool.
We were just learning about it.
So did you guys argue over which wrestling to watch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wanted to watch Chris Benoit and Diamond Dallas Page. He wanted
you didn't
to
just trump him and say, it's my house. My
I tried
room.
To. My house. Get out of my house.
Did you guys ever wrestle?
No, we never wrestled. Nothing happened, man.
I still can't believe you never saw him nude.
Why? What's so crazy
because
about
because you were roomies. Living in the same room. You know, he takes a shower, he comes back, drops a towel, he
snaps you with
clothes.
The towel as he takes it off.
Nothing happened with him. Nothing weird. Nothing.
You guys are crazy.
It's even weird. It's just normal roommating being nude occasionally.
I'm not sure. I've never really gotten to the bottom of, like, why my dad brought him in. And I probably should.
I think so.
Maybe that'll be Thanksgiving conversation.
Nice guy. You should invite him to Thanksgiving dinner.
No, see, that's the thing you got to understand is this is not the first time we've had people live with us. We had the year before we had Baron, the German foreign exchange student.
Who had more effect on you, Baron or Homeless Al? Who did you learn more from?
Well, Baron stayed longer. He was there for a full year.
How old was Baron?
Baron at the time was 18.
Where's he from?
Do you keep track of him now?
Yeah. Okay. He's over in Germany. And
did you go over to Germany to see him?
No.
Baron or David Hartman are you closer to?
Oh, Baron.
What?
What's
he's
he
top
now?
10 also?
Is he super rich?
Well, I'm saying.
He lived with him for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but David Hartman was his best friend for 3 years.
You're right, David Hartman. Yeah, you're right.
You Jim Peck.
Maybe I'm changing my mind. But prior to that, we had a whole family, a couple and two daughters living with us for a while. We also had a woman with her son living with us for a while. We had a lot of people living with us. My parents opened
her
house up.
Very welcoming house.
Did I ever see her nude? No, I didn't. I did not see her nude.
Okay. Chris Tucker, going back to the boner line. I've always wondered about Chris Tucker. I know it's not fair, but he sure seemed like he and Jackson hung out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson didn't hang out with any adults, but they were friends. And Chris Tucker was in his video, and then it seemed like he distanced himself from Jackson. But then he's hanging out with Kevin Spacey. And now he's just, where is Chris Tucker now? What is he doing?
I don't know what he does. Did he just have a special on Netflix?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Wait, is he a stand-up?
Well, originally, I think
actor,
he was.
Actor, comedian.
Yeah.
He had one, and he had Chris Tucker Live on Netflix, but that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything really since. I mean, he was in Silver Linings Playbook, but Rush
was?
Hour. Rush Hour 3 was in 2007.
Isn't it about time for a Rush Hour 4?
Probably.
He legitimately has not done anything since 07, pretty much.
He's loaded.
Yeah, he's living off his cash.
Why did that guy just fast forward the podcast when we had the woman's farts?
Because he liked
it. His wife didn't care for it.
Yeah, she didn't like him.
I think he should have known that going in.
Yeah.
As soon as it started.
He could have gone back and listened himself.
Yeah.
Maybe that was his big test to see how cool she is.
It is strange how farts just blow people out. Some people they're just gone. Personally, I think women farting is grosser.
Oh, it is. It is. Because you have to be certain it's a fart.
I like that girl Paige who farts. I like farting Paige. She was hot.
Why?
She was
Wait,
cute.
Which one is she? The baby?
Yeah, the one that blew out the blue smoke.
Yeah.
Don't you think it'd be better if she wasn't farting, though?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mind it.
The cool thing about women farting is the sexual aspect just completely disappears.
Yeah.
Just
you judge them only on their entertainment
for a
value.
Second. Just for a second it disappears.
I don't know. Once when you see blue smoke coming out of some chick's ass.
But once the smoke clears, it's
hard. I have trouble getting back to the sexual.
She's all yours.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just make my dick go soft.
It just turns off in my brain.
Okay.
It just turns off.
I understand. I get it. I get it.
The other one, the duck fart. Well, she had a huge ass anyway.
Oh. God.
Plus, she was
Don't
the fact that she
that
introed
ass.
Her His fart.
Ass.
I mean,
yeah,
she
one?
Had a big
sack.
Oh. You want me to fart?
No.
But this big ass to shoot air right at you. Yeah, you want that? Oh. Oh. Yeah, smell that. Smell it.
Smell it.
See, the fact that she's taunting someone with how bad her fart stinks, she sets it up. I think only guys set up farts, don't they? I mean, doesn't really take.
Oh yeah,
you
to, totally.
Yeah,
because we're funny.
Not anymore.
Like, check this out.
No, it's equal.
We're not sexual.
It's equal opportunity.
Now, do you think for gay guys, like that's? I mean, because it's kind of a turnoff. I'm being serious.
No, it's a great question.
I'm trying to ask a serious question here.
I'm sure we'll get some response.
It's a turnoff for the that chick that farts for most of us except for Tom.
Oh,
but if you're a gay guy, like is that a turnoff? But maybe you laugh at women farting then. Because it's not sexual?
He's having butt problems.
No, that's interesting. And lesbians, too. Do lesbians like hearing each other fart? Yeah. I don't know. They laugh?
Did you guys see about the I-75 concrete?
Yes.
What about it?
They have to redo the I-75 by Big Beaver and between 13 and 14 Mile Road. They used the wrong concrete mix on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been my route for half the last.
And how long is that?
It's going to go to the end of 2020. Yeah. They have to destroy everything that they just did and redo it.
Money well spent.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember it happened on 696 when they did it. A couple of those entrances.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So they were almost done with the job, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They were. How did they figure that out? The inspector went out and said, "Nope, this is crap."
Isn't there part of you that wants that inspector to go?
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah, just forget it.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, can't we vote on whether just to say forget it and we'll do it
when the sucky concrete is taken as is now.
Why wouldn't we? Oh, because the company has to pay to redo the whole thing.
Yeah, the contract.
But aren't they going to declare bankruptcy and then we'll have to get someone else to do it?
Probably.
It's only a half mile.
A half mile. End of 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Eh, that's horrible.
Okay, you know what we haven't really talked about is Killer's Christmas?
Yeah,
which is,
that's right.
Is that December 6th?
It's a Thursday.
I think it is December 6th. It comes up really fast. It's like, bang, Thanksgiving, boom, Killer's Christmas.
It's less than a month to Christmas already.
I can never have anything at the beginning of a month.
It kind of freaks me out.
Forget about
I'll be there but...
until the new month.
And there's a silent auction which starts Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll tell you what the auction items are. And then that goes by pretty fast because I think it ends on Thursday. So it's boom, boom.
Yeah.
But Killer's Christmas.
December 5th, 4 to close. The Lodge.
Oh, it's the 5th?
Yeah, okay. 4 to close. I hope this is the right one. Am I reading the right one?
It's the same drill. I mean, same place, the Lodge.
Yeah, the Lodge in Keego Harbor, free admission, complimentary valet. Yeah, the usual stuff, 50-50. Killer's Cooler.
I think we have a lot of the same people attending, too. A lot of the same, because we had a great group last year. The last two or three, they've been really good.
It's always fun there.
Almost all the same guys. And I notice I'm getting a lot of email on the Ohio State quarterback not playing.
Oh, you are now? Okay.
Yeah. Not that he's not playing, but there's a rumor that he's not playing.
Well, there's a rumor that he wasn't practicing all week.
He'll play.
I didn't think, I mean, I think he will too, Tom.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
I didn't think anything of it until I saw the coach's comments.
Oh, this says it would be his left hand.
Either way, for a
quarterback. Yeah, that's right. I remember him shaking his hand after he fell to the ground because I was watching the game when that happened.
If it's his left.
Yeah, it's his left.
Then who cares?
Well, sometimes when, if it's a bad break.
Yeah.
But.
As long as Chase Young plays, that's all they care about. He's going to be hell
to
put up with.
Quarterback's pretty important. Who's their backup quarterback, by the way? I don't even know.
Gunner Hulk or something.
Is he just the next Ohio State superstar quarterback?
No, I want to say he's a fifth-year senior, unless that's not the guy.
Like it really matters. Remember that one year when they go through three quarterbacks?
Dwayne Haskins came
three.
In.
All three.
Haskins was the
Cardell Jones or whatever.
Yeah.
That year. Yeah.
Every single one of their quarterbacks was fantastic, so it doesn't matter.
By the way, Cardell Jones, so game day was at Columbus last week for Penn State. Did you see what Cardell was on there?
No.
It's one of that show is so bad. Everything is just this manufactured,
sponsored
joke.
I'm just exhausted. So, I'm tired of it, but I still watch it.
They were in like the Cheez It beat off section or whatever. It was a player, and they introduced. I forgot who it was, but NFL player for the 49ers, and it was Cardale Jones, starting quarterback, Washington XFL team. It just made me laugh. It's like
ridiculous.
Really?
Did you see the new XFL balls?
DC
by the way?
Defender.
We tell
you
what.
Thanks
for the podcast,
football.
Man.
Great looking football.
I know. We know you want one.
I do.
Yes.
I so want one. By the way, look who just liked my reply.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
What? Well, that tells you how small time he is.
Christopher Cross.
Your reply.
Why?
That tells you that things aren't going well for Chris Cross. That's what that tells me.
No.
Not that he loves
this
you.
This guy is a great musician, and he's on the road with some other great musicians.
You're just alienating yourself from our audience even further.
What can I tell you, man? If they don't like
sucks.
Me. If they don't like me. What are you going to do?
No, if they don't like Chris Cross.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean I'm alienating it.
Can we do a Twitter poll? How many people out there like Christopher Cross?
Yes, please. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
And Zeus, can you tag Christopher Cross in the poll, please?
No. You don't insult the poor guy.
I'm not insulting me. What if he wins? What if he wins?
He's not going to win.
Well, you say he's so great.
Well,
he should do really well. Nobody even has heard anything we've said about him.
It's really interesting.
It's all completely objective.
You know he's not going to win the poll.
No, he's not.
Well, then that proves Drew's point.
Do you like Christopher Cross? Do you like Christopher Cross's music, I guess would be the question, right?
Do you like at Christopher?
Just forget
what?
It.
What?
Joe,
what?
Don't do it, Joe.
What? No, do it. Absolutely. I think it's important. I want you to learn what our audience is all about so you can try to reach them. Instead of upsetting people all the time, creating all this controversy.
Maybe they're going to get them confused with the group Crisscross.
Jump!
Yeah, remember Jump? You got to jump.
I don't know. By the way,
cover for this album is another flamingo. Does he have a sexual?
That was his only flamingo.
Huh?
That was his only flamingo cover.
Well, no, the one for All is All Right on the same album.
Yeah.
Did he have more than one album?
Yeah, he had a few. Platinums, triple platinums. Quadruple platinum.
The first album was the big album. He's part of the best new artist jinx because he never did anything after that. He won.
Got it.
Except Think of Laura. Stupid song.
Can I play my favorite Crisscross? Christopher Cross?
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. See? Crisscross to Brandon.
I never understood why they wore their pants and clothes backwards. It seemed very hard to get dressed that way.
David Hartman loved this band.
Everyone loved
really?
Them.
Maybe there was influence.
Did you like ABC?
Musical
too?
Influence.
Another Bad Creation? Did you like Another Bad Creation?
I just remember this one. I missed the bus.
Not ABC, The Look of Love. There's a second ABC.
Oh, great.
Poison Arrow?
They were great.
They were great. I loved ABC.
You know, remember ABC, Another Bad Creation? Part of the Philly, what is it? ABC, BBD, Boys to Men. Motown Philly.
I did not
There's
know.
There's one person out there.
I did not know that band. Hey, did you guys happen to hear that Elizabeth Haysom and Jens Søring were I think they're paroled. He's being sent back to Germany. They were involved in a murder in Bedford County, Virginia, which is a real rural, very rural place in Virginia, in 1985. I lived there at the time, so it was just the craziest story. The Elizabeth Haysom and Jens Søring, he was a German student.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this story a lot, yeah.
It's just the craziest story. They were murdered brutally. They said it was a slaughterhouse inside the house. And it was like, oh, my God, someone came in and murdered them. And it was, you know, that was what people thought for a while. Until she was a student at UVA, University of Virginia, and thought she was a genius, of course. And she thought Jens was a genius, too. The German kid that came in, he was 18. He was a freshman. She was a junior.
Father was a...
steel executive.
Oh, I thought
retired steel executive.
Was someone a diplomat?
Jen's father was, the boyfriend.
Okay.
So, in a nutshell, when the Haysom family was cleaning up the house with all the blood and brains and all, I mean, just apparently the daughter, Elizabeth, put her foot up to the bloody footprint, and this friend of the mother who was watching noticed that, holy shit, it's a perfect fit. It was a sock print, actually. And she put her sock up to it and was like, that's interesting. And she told the police. So the police then start interviewing her and Jens, the diplomat's sons. Mm-hmm. And they're real interested. And they ask him.
Your parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
They ask him for his fingerprints and his footprints or his blood because they just want to eliminate him. And he says, well, let me think about it. So when they get back to him, they find out that, oh, they're both gone.
Yeah.
They fled.
Ooh.
They fled the country. They had fake IDs. She's from Canada. The daughter or the girl is from Canada originally. He's from Germany. And actually the paroling or the, what do they call it? Yeah, they're being paroled.
He's being paroled.
Extradited? Yeah.
They both are being paroled and extradited. Him to Germany, she to Canada. And I don't think they have to go to jail anymore, though. And at one point, in 2010, they were going to extradite him to Germany, and they said Germany will probably keep him in jail for a year and then let him out. So it's a good thing because he was – I mean, this is a long, long story, but bottom line is they sort of after doing all the DNA tests, they kind of felt like it's kind of questionable whether he's really involved.
Why the hell did he run that?
Because he was in love with her. He was madly in love with her. And they wrote these incredible letters to each other that were, you know, just this beautiful prose. And, you know, she was a person who just could not express what her heart was feeling unless it was on paper. God. I mean, they were just this really snotty couple. Not surprising on TV. But anyway,
I hope your brother heard
sorry,
that.
Jeff. I mean, they were just... She had drug problems. She hated her mother. She claimed her mother had sex with her and all these weird, crazy things. She was a liar. She's a big, fat liar. And she claimed that he did it. He claims at the time, he said, well, I said I did it because I had diplomatic immunity, or I thought I had diplomatic immunity. And they decided, oh, I'll do a couple years in Germany, and then they can be back together again. Well, it not worked out because they fled the country, and they got caught with bad checks. They were there for months, London, too. Right? Passing
that didn't work out well, didn't it?
It did not work out well. They got caught with the bad checks, and before they could be extradited or anything, they got a search warrant. They went in their apartment, and they found all these letters they'd written to each other, and they keep referring to this event in Bedford.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff in there. And the cop said, are you looking for these two people? They called Virginia, and they said, oh, yeah, we're interested in them. Well, they both refused extradition. This went on for a while. And then she finally said, you know what? I'm going to go back to Virginia, and I'm going to face the trial, and you did it. So she's gonna throw him under the bus. And she also said, by the way, yeah. I don't love you anymore either, so see ya! And this guy was already taking the blame for it, thinking that, you know, I'll
be safe. He could be free. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, once you're taking the blame for something and then you're saying, well, no, I didn't do it after all, which is how he testified. And the jury didn't buy it. And so he was sunk, and they both got she got 45 years for each murder. And he got, I think, something similar. What's that, Brian?
Oh,
Wheel of Fortune. Brian's
breaking
on the phone.
News. Yeah.
OK, we'll hold that true crime thought.
Don't lose it.
Ryan
though.
Is the winner Exciting. Of the game that Kristen
that he won
lost
fair
by
and square
using the word and he made the offer, the generous offer.
3,500.
Ryan?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, how Brian, doing? How are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. California.
All right. Sounds good,
rub
man.
It in. Jeez.
Yeah, rub it in is right.
Hey, so Chris,
you guys.
When yeah, no doubt. When you yeah, easy man. when you're playing Wheel of Fortune and Kristen uses the word and, did you immediately know? Oh, she just blew it.
Yeah. When we were up there, because Pat kind of said something. Hey, don't add anything. And then I was like, ooh. But, you know, you get that cringe kind of.
But so, you yeah. but you would have known not to add it, right?
I mean, your nerves are just going 100 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I could have easily added that as well.
Did you immediately start pointing at her, like, you know, because you're on that panel, like behind her back? Like,
no, they immediately, I mean, they obviously knew, buzzed her out. So, yeah, they knew.
Did you want to kind of say, oh, just give it to her, or just feel too nervous to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they're just trying to keep the show going. You got producers all around you. Tons of cameras, so it's just kind of, it just keeps rolling, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Your personal rights are suspended, basically.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you're taping it, you kind of, oh, wow, that just happened. But then you watch it, and then it's like, wow, that happened kind of thing, you know?
You know what I was amazed, though, is because Wheel of Fortune, it's not like you can stay on there and win millions of dollars or something, but you actually offered to give her the money for that, for solving that one?
Yeah, like I said, after I watched it, you know, when it aired the other night, I just felt, I felt super bad. She knew the puzzle. I just thought it would be the right thing to do. Spirit of Thanksgiving. Just, yeah, let me offer at least my winnings from that. She should have won a lot more than that. But
how much did you win for the show?
I won a little over 10,000, 10,550.
Nice. And you're going to give her 35. Yeah. Are you loaded?
No, not at all. No. Man, I got a 60-month-old son, and
you have to pay taxes on that.
I know.
Wiping out all your winnings.
Yeah.
Jeez. I said we'll work it out. We'll work it out later.
That's
with
shocking,
her, so, yeah.
Shockingly generous. But
how long did it take for her to accept the generous offer that you made?
The next day.
Oh yeah. Next so she thought
okay.
it over a day and then accepted.
Because
it.
Isn't she? She didn't say whether she accepted.
Well, she
it.
Didn't. I didn't. Yeah. Oh.
I don't. Do we know that she revealed that?
I don't know. I have no
Did
idea.
Did the check clear already, the one you wrote to her?
No, you don't get your winnings until March of next year. So, yeah, that's when I said we can reconvene after the holidays and everything. And
yeah, you got a long time to change your mind.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give her a
Ghoster.
Give her half only, man.
Brian Ghoster. Don't reply.
That's a good example, I think. You know, it's no, nice thing to do, huh?
No, it's a really nice.
It's terrible. It won't be Thanksgiving in March.
Yeah.
That's true. Did your wife have any strong feelings about it?
I asked her first, obviously. What do you think? I said, this is what I'm thinking. So, of course, we talked about it ahead of time. So.
Was it even close?
I agree with my wife.
we both had similar, because she was back in the studio audience, so we both had similar thoughts. Okay. Word.
16-year-old's college fund? I mean, just saying.
16-month-old.
Yeah, but you put that in a, 529.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. Good karma, I hope.
Yeah, no, it should be good karma. You're right. You're
very nice
right.
of you. I think we're all just shocked that you would do something so nice.
Yeah, you guys would do it, I'm sure.
No,
if you're in my
God.
Here's my question for you.
They wouldn't.
No, I'd rub it in her face.
I think about it.
You were a part of one of the, I assume, would be like the last recordings before Pat Sajak had to get like emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. When you were on the show, did it look like he like really needed to take a dump? Or, I mean, did he look like,
then.
Well, I mean, did he look like he was hurting?
Was he uncomfortable?
Because he went to the hospital shortly after.
Everybody's got a lot of makeup on up there, so he could have hit it pretty well,
No intestinal discomfort was viewed on your
part. They were really nice, him and Vanna. Super nice.
He's doing well now. She was doing the show, wasn't she, for a while?
Yeah, but I don't think those ones have aired yet.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the third person on the show? Why did they donate any money to her mistake?
Yeah, she's the one that won everything.
Exactly.
What?
I know.
Yeah. Did you contact her and say, hey, you want to go halves?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No. Just Kristen. I just contacted her.
So. Man, why does this third chick care about it? That seems so lame.
She won. The victor goes
to the
spoils, man.
How much did she win?
Well, I'm the one that benefited from that, so she didn't benefit from that.
Okay.
So I won that puzzle.
Okay.
So
I get it.
It only makes sense.
Okay. So. Well, all right. We've given you a hard enough time. But then, no, it is really nice, and certainly in the spirit of the holidays. And, yeah. I admire what you're doing. So many people would not do it. So, yeah, you deserve – we will put you on the list for good karma, definitely, Brian.
Hey, well, I appreciate that, guys.
Congratulations.
Nice talking to you.
All right.
Enjoy your weather.
Happy holidays.
All right, absolutely. See you, man. You too.
Thanksgiving, cool dude. Yeah.
All right.
That's great. I was reading he had a viewing party for the show, too.
Oh, Brian did?
Co-hosted by a radio station. Just wanted to add to that.
What? What station?
Crush 92.5.
What market?
San Luis Obispo, California.
That's a small market. Such a big deal there.
Maybe they're going to kick in a
little. You're rated once a year.
Bro, I bet you they kick in a little of that 3,500.
I doubt it.
He's got a good job, too. Brian's doing fine.
What's he doing?
I don't want to dox the guy.
Nah, I'm not saying give his last name. Just saying
he's
his son
occupation. Of a home. It's like a company, an appliance store. His dad started it. Now he's the company's operations manager.
Oh, so he is loaded.
There's four total stores. In the
this
Central
is a PR
Coast,
effort on his part?
Including showrooms in Paso Robles in Santa Maria, California, but he oversees the San Luis Obispo one.
You know, the funny thing is, I really think that if Brian wouldn't have offered her this, because of the outrage on Twitter, someone would have sent her to Nashville.
I think Wheel of Fortune should reimburse Brian if he reimburses her.
Absolutely not.
Wheel of Fortune should step in and say, Brian is the greatest guy ever, but we're not going to even allow him to do that because we're going to give her double the money. Because
right
we make
Sajak.
So much fucking money on this show, you wouldn't believe it.
Actually, Sajak should have just pulled out his wallet and gone.
Exactly.
What does he make
you
bank?
I like the way you did that, Mark.
He's got the he's
Mark
got the
was making it rain, actually.
That's what he should have done.
He's worth how to do that.
$65 million bucks is he
Sajak?
Yeah.
How many days best gig in the world.
How many days a year does he work? Not many.
No.
They record a ton of those shows and like within a couple days that way they get the rest of the month off. Plus, if you ever see there's all those promos where hey, we're in Hawaii, blah blah blah. So they send them to these fantastic places just to shoot promos.
It's a great gig. Great gig. Jealous.
I think we need to call Wheel of Fortune at some point and find
Vanna
out
White
why
makes
in the hell.
$4 million a year.
What?
Just to press the button. Yeah.
That has got to be the easiest gig.
Who's the CFO of Merv Griffin? Can't they redline some people and get rid of them?
Hire some young hot chick and just say, Vanna, she can't handle anymore. She's too old to turn things.
Send her out with Janice Pennington and Diane. Yes. What's her name?
She's too old. What are you daring her to sue them?
Is Vanna still hot?
I think she is. I think she's really pretty.
I saw a picture recently. I was like, wow, she looks good.
Looks better than Suzanne Summers.
I'd like to point out that Brian also said the wheel is harder to spin than you think. It's actually really, really heavy, he said.
I love when people reveal stuff like that. The inside dope.
Man, I would love to be on a game show.
Now, let's just say you're running Merv Griffin. You're running Merv Griffin's operation. Yes. And you go to Vanna's guy. Vanna, you know what? We're offering you $500,000 a year. You only work a couple days a month. Take it or leave it. What's she going to say? Fuck you. I'm going to go turn letters for. Where's she going
to
go?
Maybe she's got dirt on somebody, on Merv in his purple panties. Didn't Merv like to wear
yes,
purple panties?
He did, with Danny Terrio.
Don't tell me that.
Yes.
Him and Danny Terrio.
Merv hit on him. Merv wanted to get it on with Danny Terrio. Oh. And Matt Danny Terrio claims that he like had a robe on. He took the robe off and he had purple panties on.
Dance Fever, Danny Terrio?
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe she has something. Well, Merv's been.
You do like all things old.
I do.
Let me just Google Merv Griffin, Danny Terrio. Let's see if I can get some.
Merv had the first casino in Atlantic City, Resorts International.
That is quite a bloop.
Well, there's video of him accusing Merv Griffin of sexual harassment in 92 when people didn't care about sexual harassment.
Yeah, except the thing was, is Merv Griffin's gay? I mean, that would have been.
And they started rubbing my neck and touching me, and I turned around, and there was Merv in a pair of blue bikini underwear.
Oh, blue.
Blue? So, I changed the color.
Everyone's just so, the crowd.
Show is the on.
It's all about the blue underwear.
The crowd loves it. They think show it's just so funny, like we do.
Is this Geraldo?
Yeah, it's Geraldo.
He needed to push me down on the couch, and he got on top of me. I was about 139 pounds. He was about 230 pounds.
The crowd.
He snapped my pants and started pulling my pants down and ran his hand up the back of my shirt, started grabbing me by the back of the neck, and he scratched me and got my pants down about here and started fondling me.
What?
And,
the story seems like you fought that hard.
Since, the Inquirer, there's nothing about fondling or your pants being taken.
De-pantsing. Did you say de-pantsing?
Geraldo has the Inquirer. He's flipping through.
And then he started coming on to me.
Well, yeah, what do you say about that, Terrio?
Okay, so that was 1977, 78. Mm-hmm. And you're not gay, right?
No, I'm not. And Matter of fact, I told him, I got up and said, bro, I'm not ready for this, you know.
You're not ready.
Ready? That means you might be.
And Merv, you alleges.
I'll give you 5 minutes, Denny.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Okay. Was that the only incident of sexual harassment?
Oh, no. Oh, he continued to sexually harass me through the 7 years I was on the show.
Well, if we let him beat him off that one time, I mean, of course he's going to keep coming.
I gotta say, they keep showing like crowd shots, and it almost looks like it's fake because everyone in the crowd just like big smile.
So
like,
happy.
They love this story.
Merv's like asking him, "Are you ready now? Are you ready? Are you ready?"
To his house up in the hills.
Why'd you go? Purposes. Oh, you worked for him. That's right.
Coming to the dressing room, rubbing my back, patting my ass, hugging me, kissing me on the cheek,
patting my ass.
But isn't that kind of a
I'm
Hollywood
turning into one of the Geraldo crowd members?
No, not this way. No. He'd ask people to leave my dressing room, you know, so he could come in and be alone.
And you always told him, Merv, I'm not ready for this.
Yes.
Wish whoever recorded this.
You shouldn't use the word ready.
Wish whoever recorded this would fix their tracking.
I know. Could you imagine, like, during this, you know, all the Me Too interviews that we've seen the last couple of years, the audience chuckling and laughing when they're describing what happened?
I know.
Well, it's.
Like, because
if you know Merv, too, it's real. It's a major visual.
Yeah, with his beet red face.
He was pretty heavy, too.
I don't even remember that, dude. I don't.
The seventh season, what, 84 or so?
85.
By my calendar, it's now 92.
Right.
Okay, so that's 7 years that have transpired since the last alleged incident of sexual harassment.
Right.
Why wait so long if, in fact, these...
Well, he's embarrassed. He blew up.
I didn't wait that long. You know, when you're dealing with a powerful man like that, you just try to walk away from
powerful
it
sexually or powerful
I was devastated. I mean, this is going on. He promised me that
they would want to jump ahead here. This looks interesting.
I mean, you were hard to work with, weren't you? In fact,
no, I wasn't hard to work with. No. Ask any of my crew. I used to buy them cases of beer to break down the set.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't hard. I wasn't
oh,
hard.
Oh, a case of beer.
First of all, what did they pay you for the article? The Inquirer. They always pay. These are my friends at the Inquirer. What did they pay you?
They paid me.
What did you get? How much you get?
Not much.
How much?
A couple thousand.
Got out of here. 2,000. They pay 2,000 to the bartender over here as a gossip.
What are you talking about?
No, they pay me.
How much?
What did they
pay?
Not much.
How much?
How much?
Now you're going to say I sexually harassed you now?
What? What are you doing? Did he touch him or something?
Yes.
He's Denny's attorney. And sitting alongside him, Tom Gallagher, a longtime attorney and friend of Merv Griffin.
This could get really
funny. Question for Denny.
Danny, I don't understand why when the first incident happened with Merv Griffin, why didn't you just say to him, look, Merv, I'm not gay, I'm not interested, don't bug me anymore. You're talking about repeated incidents, and I understood that gay men usually, if they're told that the person isn't gay,
what they do you mean she
alone.
Understands?
I don't do no homophobic.
And retaliate, too, and you could lose your job, you know. I was just trying to hold on to my lifestyle and my job.
Nobody believes him.
Why did you wait so long to bring this allegation? And
she,
what did
he
you
just
do
asked
after
him
dance
that.
Fever?
Well, I've been doing shows in Boston and New York. I do personal appearances and different things like that.
The lady actually had the question I was about to ask you. Wait so long, and with a man like him, you had a name for yourself already. You could have just went and done something else. I mean, you work with John Travolta.
Not really.
We really never understood sexual harassment back in the early 90s, did we?
Well, because we were about to put together the show Dance Fever. At that time, it hadn't been consummated yet.
Geraldo, may I say something?
Go ahead.
Richard Manzo, Denny's attorney. His
Florida. What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
The lawsuit was, for
question.
Some reason, filed in Florida. No, the lawsuit was filed in
How do you get his pants
California
down and stroke his dick? I don't get that.
Equal opportunity.
He was wearing sweatpants.
Something's in Florida. No, it was.
No, what do I know?
All right. California.
Why did Geraldo ask him if you blew up?
You wanted to say there appears to be a misconception about Denny waiting so long. In addition to what he's already said earlier about having told people at the time.
I don't care about his attorney. All right. Well, that was well worth it.
Hollywood Reporter has got a little bit about the Danny Terra thing. It says, when Merv died, maybe I'll explain why. Griffin, who died of prostate cancer Sunday 82, stayed in the closet throughout his life. Perhaps he figured it was preferable to remain the object of gossip rather than live openly as one of them.
Wait, is he gay? Wait, who?
They're saying he's gay, yes.
Merv or Denny?
Merv.
Oh, okay.
But
what's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Well, Merv's one stroke.
I was going to say, I think that's obvious that he was gay.
Stroking him.
But how tremendously sad is a man of Merv's renown of his gregarious nature and social dexterity would feel compelled to endure such a stealthy double life. Stealthy. Even as the gay community's clout and its level of acceptance and equality rose steadily. I'm not at all insinuating Griffin had a responsibility. That was up to him. But what a powerful message Griffin might have sent. Blah, 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 blah. As it was, I loved the guy, finding him charismatic charm, had more than passing acquaintance with him. Merv's being gay was understood but rarely discussed. We knew nothing of his relationships. He guarded his privacy fiercely. Merv's secret gay life was widely known throughout showbiz. It gained traction to anyone who's targeted a pair of lawsuits by Dance Fever host Danny Terrio and by assistant Brent Plott seeking $200 million in palimony.
Ooh.
Both were dismissed. Over the past 16 years, Griffin deflected the sexuality questions with a quip determined that his private life remained his. Certainly didn't know it's an explanation. Maybe to himself to remove the suffocating veil. Blah, 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 blah.
Was he friends with Liberace?
They couldn't hang out.
Why?
Because people might
closeted,
say something.
Yeah.
They might think there was action going on. So they might think Merv was more gay.
Oh, I see.
Better chance that he was gay if he's hanging out with them.
I thought there's anything wrong with that.
No. It's interesting that these people both lost the lawsuits.
Yeah.
Brett Plotkin.
It's powerful. Merv was powerful.
See, Merv said about Plot, this is a shameless attempt to extort money from me. This former bodyguard and horse trainer was paid $250 a week, lived in one of two apartments underneath my former house as part of his security function, and left my payroll 6 or 7 years ago. His charges are ridiculous and untrue.
You tell him, Merv.
Is Mark Plotkin saying they got it on?
Brent? Yeah, isn't it Brent?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm looking at another story.
Here's my favorite, Merv.
A.K.A. my wiener.
Merv the perv.
It was modeled after him.
All these skirts and me with only one wiener.
Getting back to the Bedford County couple charged with murder. This guy had never been with a chick before. She's hot, by the way. She was hot. She was crazy, but she was hot. So, I don't know. I saw it. There's a documentary called Killing for Love. Not bad. I don't know. I really sort of believed him. I can't tell you why, because I usually don't believe people, because everybody says they didn't do it.
Yeah, he maintained his innocence.
But when you see her on the stand, And you see how much she hated her parents?
Yeah.
She fucking hated her parents. And she got him to hate them, too, because he was so wrapped up in her. They tried to say that, well, he was jealous of anything that took her attention away from him. I don't know that it was that bad. I mean, he certainly realizes that she took him for a ride. But she claimed that they went to Washington, D.C. for the weekend as a cover.
That's right.
Stayed in a hotel. And that he drove back to Bedford, killed her parents, and then came back while she was at Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Didn't the miles match up on the car? Didn't they have a rental car?
I think they did.
Or he rented a car and the miles matched up almost
I think that's
perfectly.
True. And he said that she left and that he went to a couple movies, I believe, which made more sense because it would have taken more than 2 hours. I don't know. It's a weird story. It completely destroyed Jen Soaring's family. His mother died shortly after that. His father was completely destroyed. They spent a ton of money on his defense, too. And I don't know. When you see her on the stand, I just feel like she is the epicenter of this
sure.
whole thing.
Do you think now that they're paroled and both being extradited that they'll maybe get back together? What a great, love story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on. They've got to at least bang once.
Well, it's the last chick he banged. And she still looks pretty good. Have you seen her?
The last chick he banged. That we know of.
She looks pretty good.
Could have been a guard or something.
I saw her, okay. her prison photo. She doesn't look bad. I mean, well, look at him. I mean, how much ass is he going to get now?
Oh, he looks like a total nerd.
He is. I think that's why she's able to manipulate him. Because he was never going to get an ass like that.
She's got some enormous nostrils.
She does. I agree. Got a nice body.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah, he'll never do better. You know
he won't. That's my point.
You know he's gaming for that.
I think she'd go for the retap.
Yeah.
No question. Rebound for sure.
For old time's sake. They had sex the night after.
At the airport before he flies to Germany and she flies to Canada when they're extradited. They're going to get it on in the bathroom of the airport.
They got it on the night after her parents were murdered.
Oh,
they were murdered the day and they had sex that night.
Before
and
they were even found.
She claimed that he was impotent until he murdered her parents, and all of a sudden he had a huge hard on. And
huge hard on. It seems like a cheap shot.
He got sex. I know. He was really pissed about that.
I understand she's throwing him under the bus and turning on him, but do you really have to mention that he couldn't get his penis hard no matter how hard he tried until he murdered someone?
He was impotent at 18.
I think he was mad about that about spending 34 years in prison. He was really pissed.
Look, I'll take 40 years if you just let me prove it right now. But then they'll say, yeah, but they're already dead. You're just thinking about the murders.
And she told so many whoppers, I don't believe it either. I think she just was trying to suggest that he got hard from the murder. He thought it would match the narrative.
Weird.
So she threw it in there. That was pretty good. I mean, it was a good one.
It's piling on.
It was. So, yeah. Anyway, they're both paroled. I'm shocked either one of them was paroled. I thought if anyone had a chance, he did.
Well, to your question, Brandon, I think their age is one of the reasons they were paroling him. Because they both 18.
He was 18, she was 20.
Yeah, just because they were young.
But she went on and on about, on the stand. I'm thinking, hey, who's her defense attorney? Why don't they tell her to just say she loves her parents? I mean, she's going, they sent me to private school. They never visited. They never saw me play lacrosse once. And she went to private school in England. And oh, what do you know? She's got an English accent. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. If you watch Killing for Love, you'll see what
Tech
I'm talking
more
about.
Years on just for that.
From London.
Where's the Star Chamber?
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
How long does it take for an accent to stick?
2 minutes if you're Madonna.
I know that. That I know.
Or Johnny Depp.
That's a good question.
In reality.
I don't know. I think you would have to grow up with it.
Yeah. I don't buy these people suddenly. Oh, my God. I've been in England so long. I've got an English accent. It's crazy.
Does anybody know where the lift is?
Well, that's why, like, Meghan Markle, I was proud of her when she did that interview.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have an accent. I was proud of that.
Plus, she had her legs spread. She spit like a real American.
So, Brandon, have you done any homework on Alma? Whether we're spitting and cursing on the Black Denby players?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say whether or not it did or did not happen. All I know is that from everything that I've seen, the Elmont players, just they at least have seemed to be okay.
Yeah, the players were fine. It's the stands, fans, which really
fans.
Backs up Tom's story from 4 years ago.
I'm telling you, man.
Now, I do know that I've seen so many threats online to players that are going to Ford Field.
Yeah. Really?
Or to fans
Talking about the Elmont people making inappropriate comments online. The Denby people are making inappropriate comments?
Well, I don't know if it's the Denby people or if it's just people in general, but I've seen a lot of, to the point where I've seen some things where people are like, yeah, don't wear or you know the school colors when you go down there.
Whoa. Would you go down there in school colors?
Well, it's not my alma mater.
Well, but you're the
I might go to the game, but I don't know if I'm...
It's your best friend's alma mater.
It's true.
David Harbin was not at the game, we understand.
David
Harbin. And he would not have been hurling racial
I don't know. That story's blowing up. It's getting big.
How much bigger can it get? I mean, it sounds like it's some dumbass fans, which is embarrassing as hell. It probably some parents. Yeah. Why are parents
probably
so
the same
stupid?
Ones that yelled at the Mazaways.
Why are parents so stupid about sports? I don't get it. There's just a lot of stupid people. Speaking of calling people names, Elon Musk is going to testify in the pedo guy defamation suit.
All right, that'll be great. Can we watch it live?
I hope so.
What is he thinking?
You know,
shouldn't he just settle and go away?
I saw him. Yes, yeah, he won't. No, he won't settle. He says that people call people pedo guys in South Africa all the time when he was a kid. Pedo guy? What does that mean?
He's not giving up.
To kids.
Not giving up.
So,
not giving in.
The judges ruled that Vernon Unsworth, pedo guy.
Yeah.
See, we even call
That's
him
the first
guy.
Time I've heard his name.
I know, me too.
He should embrace it, really.
He is not a public figure, the judges ruled, which means he has a better case. Yeah. So,
Wait, where's this trial?
South Africa?
Wherever those kids were trapped. I think.
Malaysia? Was it Malaysia?
Was it? Yeah, I think
we
it
don't
was.
Even remember.
I don't. Who knows? No one cares. I remember pedo guy.
Funny. Everyone was worried about those kids for like 2 weeks, and no one gives a shit about them now.
Well, they're fine.
Well, maybe. They're hooked on Xanax and ketamine because that's how they had to get them out. That's how they had to get them out of there.
Oh, he's using the excuse that he was, you know, he's born in South Africa.
Right.
Okay. So he's using the excuse that, pedo guy is it's a common phrase
in
South
Africa.
No,
but it's not.
Well, didn't he use it a few times? Did he keep coming back and saying it?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
He should just settle and give him one of those stupid cyber trucks. He'd settle for a cyber truck.
There's no way I'd settle for a cyber truck.
No, I wouldn't want it. I would not want a cyber truck.
Okay, so the Drew and Mike store is open.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, things are going just swimmingly, I guess. Is there anything we know people like more than other stuff?
I can.
Are they having another one of those midnight madness sales?
Yeah, everything's available at midnight.
Sold.
There is a slight adjustment to the one shirt. You know, the Motor City shirt with the big logo.
Yeah.
Joe realized that where it says Drew and Mike show, there's no the above Drew, so we gotta fix that. Thank God we haven't ordered them yet.
Ooh.
Don't you think it should say that, right?
I didn't even notice it.
Should have just sold it to him.
My responsibility ended at ka-ching.
can I get that model for less money? The one that doesn't have the?
No, because we haven't ordered them yet. That's why it takes 5 weeks.
Well, man, are you looking for free merch?
Well, 60% off at least.
60% off.
No, you're going to get a t-shirt.
You're going to get upcharged because it's a one of a kind.
Also, the Amazon portal is so ready for Black Friday. In fact, Maz, instead of going to the airport for Black Friday, why don't you order stuff on Amazon through our portal?
I will.
I don't believe that.
I don't think there's anything keeping you from the airport.
Have to go to the airport on Black Friday.
I'm staying away now that the word's out.
I don't believe
now that the word's
out. Did you see that picture that someone tweeted to me the other day? From the airport?
No.
It said Black Friday sale.
Oh, at the airport?
Yeah.
Really? So they are having Black Friday.
Yeah, it was
there.
A pretty girl.
Wow.
You see? I'm surprised you guys didn't see
it. I didn't. Can you bring it up
on
your phone?
No, but I haven't looked. I'd like to see.
Let me bring it up. I'll show you. Drew, I think you'll be impressed.
For what it's worth, only 69% of the people do not like Christopher Cross's music.
Oh, that's not bad.
Really? Is there confusion with the...
Lori
Should we have
yes.
another Twitter poll? Those of you who said you like Christopher Cross music, were you confusing it with the other Christopher Cross?
With Chris Cross?
Chris Cross.
Yeah, just, do you ever confuse Christopher Cross with Chris Cross? Yeah, a lot of people are like, Laura's theme, yeah!
What?
See? How about Arthur's theme?
Well, that's
great song.
31%, Maz. That's not really a huge endorsement.
It is, considering the source.
Well, you get 10% automatically because people will disagree with anything.
Correct.
So that's 21% you're operating at. Jonas Brothers, you're doing worse.
Well,
I'm not that you really were fighting on behalf
right,
of Jonas
I'm not
Brothers.
Fighting.
I brought it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this picture for you.
See, what has Tom liked or replied to lately?
Hey, how about Hannah B. winning Dancing with the Stars?
Bloop. You know,
she was a very good dancer, I got to say. I didn't watch the show, but I did watch some of her stuff.
Who cares?
Does it seem like The Bachelorette, it's almost tradition that they win Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, they threw her a crumb.
I am so tired of these Bachelor people that don't go away. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Nick Vile? That tool?
Yeah.
He was on two different shows. He nailed one chick in the middle. Yeah. He nailed The Bachelorette in the middle of the season.
He was on four shows. He was on Paradise twice and the regular Bachelor twice.
Yeah. Maybe he was at the AMAs. Times. It's like, oh, Nick Vile's not. Nick Vile.
Yeah, and don't forget to listen to his podcast, The Vile Files.
God, Jesus Christ. The Vile.
Who are his guests?
Caitlin Bristow.
Who's that?
Oh, wait, he's got better production than we do. Video production.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another exciting episode of The Vile Files. I am joined by my trusty producer, Rochelle.
Hello.
This could be argued as the episode of The Vile Files everyone's been anticipating since
we
started. Bristow is our guest. I know you guys probably, hopefully, did listen to Caitlin's episode of her live show yesterday, of which I was the guest. We recorded what you were about to listen to before we did the live show. We're mixing it all up.
But last night we were
fun live show. Her fun, exciting.
I think he's got a cold because he's got a steamer right next to him.
Are you kidding me?
Studio's on like the 80th floor of some skyscraper.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna look it up on Chartables and see if it does anything.
It's got 101,000 views.
Meanwhile,
I want to kill myself already seeing them in that studio on the 1,000,000th floor of the tallest building on the planet.
I'm going to every one and downvoting it.
The Vile File.
Ugh. You go downvoting every single one, Brandon. That's great. Good. Why not?
Chartables.
That'll teach them. Meanwhile, I was looking at Maz's replies on Twitter. And one lady wrote, Colin Coward wrote, Ravens are headed to the Super Bowl. We all need to get comfortable with that. And Tom just replied with, I'm on board. Which got no likes or no.
I wasn't looking for likes.
What were you looking for? Why did you spend the time to write, I'm on board?
Because I like Colin. I wanted to tell him. I appreciate him.
But he didn't care.
That's okay. I don't mind. Once in a while, I'll get Troy Aikman or Christopher Cross to write me back. I'm happy.
I may not be alive Monday after seeing that the Vile File actually is ranked in, let's see.
You'll be going.
It does fairly well in Canada. He's Canadian. I forgot about that. But let's see.
Dude made a career out of being a bachelor.
He's in arts and entertainment. Is the show all about The Bachelor? Is that the only thing it's about?
I don't know, and I don't want to really do the research to find out. I guess I could look.
Oh, he's in the society and culture category, which a lot of people go in so they can be ranked. That's my opinion.
It's a podcast that talks about relationships.
Oh,
because he has a lot of dating experience.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
And this Tyler Cameron guy that didn't win last time who ended up going with Gigi Hadid.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that loser is? Well, he's actually the hottest guy in the world.
Yeah.
But he went with Gigi Hadid. Now he's with the Kardashians at the Rams game last night.
Ugh. Really?
And TMZ was actually ragging on it, going like, well, usually these people stay in their zone, but, you know, like, why are the Kardashians hanging out with such a zero?
I guess they got booed really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And when they showed him on the big board.
Probably because they were with him.
Probably
a lot of you got booed too today.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to talk.
In Baltimore?
Opioids.
Yeah.
Baltimore? Well, didn't he say some nice things?
Yeah, he said Baltimore was, I forgot what he said. It was not good, though.
Rat infested.
Yeah, shithole. He basically said it was a shithole.
Dave Kim retweeted Adam Schefter's report about the XFL blocking the Lions from getting Josh Johnson. And Dave Kim wrote, ha 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 ha. To which Tom replied, with two eye-rolling emojis.
Tom, why don't you ask him if his waist was still 33 inches?
I do.
Why the eye-rolling emojis?
It's just, you know, that's very lion-esque. That's all. That's what I meant by that.
Okay.
How does Nick Vile have 12,000 ratings?
That show's huge. It shows massive.
I want to be. I think I'm
always
be sick.
Number one.
I don't think I'm gonna be around for Thanksgiving weekend.
You're gonna have to go up to the couch and rest a little.
What do you find?
Is Ken Stabler dead?
Yes.
Yes.
So how did his Twitter?
It's his kids running it.
Kenny Stabler.
So.
You follow Kenny Stabler?
I do.
The dead Kenny Stabler.
Yes.
Dead Kenny Stabler tweeted out, former Alabama quarterback Kenny Stabler waved to the crowd before the LSU game at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa Saturday.
Love the snake.
November 5th, 2011. We got four replies, one was from Tom Mazzaway, who replied with a snake emoji and a football emoji.
You're so clever, man.
Thanks. I'm kind of more interested in the other three replies.
I absolutely love the snake.
One reply was pure class. Ooh, this guy had a hands praying emoji with a snake emoji.
Oh,
do you think he upped you in the emoji game?
I think he did up me. I should have put the hands.
He died. You should have had the hands.
I should have had the angel next.
R.I.P. with the snake.
I liked his emoji, not yours.
Ah, that sucks.
Okay, I really want to die.
That's probably
I'm reading reviews for Nick Vile, the Vile File.
Yeah. You should go up and rest first, Drew. Go up
I love this podcast. It's super authentic and helps me keep an open mind by listening to all the advice and opinions. It does a great job of being a Bachelor podcast. It isn't too focused on Bachelor stuff. That makes sense.
Ugh.
Oh, God. I don't want to be in this earth anymore. I finally understand how Pete Davidson feels.
You want to jump out of that window that Nick Vile's broadcasting from?
Yes, I would like to. Thank you, Rochelle, for ending the show. That was the girl he was talking to. Get rid of Rochelle.
Whoa.
Sorry, LOL. I can't listen to her voice again. I love the episode with Nick's sister, Maria. Clearly, she's also great at giving advice. She seems very insightful. I enjoyed the dynamic between the two. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, here we go. One star. Wow. Okay. Never been a huge Nick fan, because we all know he's quite arrogant. But I enjoyed the content. It was easy to listen on my commute. However, I can't listen anymore if he's dragged all of his neighbors and revealed personal details about them. That was so inappropriate.
Oh, my God. Who's this high ethical podcast listener? He's got such high ethics for podcasts, yet he's listening to Nick Viles.
There's plenty of other podcasts. I'll stick with those instead.
Yeah. Ones with high ethics.
How did he find Nick Vile? He actually had to look for him.
You're right.
Oh, here's the title. Old man tries to act 21. His entire podcast is that meme of that older dude holding his skateboard with his hat backwards. How do you do, fellow kids? He doxes his neighbors, which is a little on the illegal side. Yikes.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Please stop giving bad advice. Nick Vile is like the bad boyfriend you can't stop going back to. His Ask Nick's episode should be titled Just Break Up With Him, because that's literally his advice for every person calling in about their relationship.
Well, maybe he's right.
His guest episodes... Wait. I lost my place. His guest... Oh, this is the longest review. His guest episodes are typically interesting and thought-provoking.
It's the longest review, and you're probably the only one that's read it.
Yeah. Because the guest brings a level of intrigue that Nick just does not... These episodes are filled to the brim with humble brags. Is anyone surprised? Condescension, especially towards anyone even remotely younger than he is. Or else podcast doesn't deserve anything above 3 stars.
Can you review reviews?
No.
It's a great idea.
It would be good. Because then you can just tell that person, too long.
I got it. We got in the Brandon Keith the outro. I got to go drink Drano.
How come you didn't answer Brandy Newton when she tagged you in that?
Because I didn't know. Look at Brandy. Brandy's so cute. She's at the Black Friday sale at the airport. She's gonna be in line with Tom tomorrow. She's wearing our sweatshirt. She's a doll.
Speaking
Where'd she come from? Where'd Brandy come from?
She's a fan.
Brandy.
I know.
Speaking of Twitter though, Aubrey Huff is in trouble right now because
again?
Aubrey First Huff.
Apparently, he had tweeted something out. Like at a gun range with his boys, saying, "Hey, I gotta get him trained on how to use a gun in the unlikely event that Bernie Sanders beats Donald Trump in 2020. In which case, knowing how to effectively use a gun under socialism will be a must." And so, there's a lot of people that are just pissed off. He's trending.
We know Aubrey likes to get in some Twitter fights, don't we?
Oh yeah. My!
Remember
God.
He had the fight with Seth?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
What?
Well, I was gonna play some
what
audio, but I just got the blue screen of death.
What?
What happened?
I don't know.
Blue screen of death on where?
Just on my computer,
no,
but
you
not
don't,
up there.
It's up there. So just hit it. It'll play. I guess it won't.
What are we trying to play?
Oh, there it goes. Just died.
I don't know. Our computer
just broke
died.
The computer.
So I'm going to need you to hit the outro.
All right. I don't know if I have it, but I'll find it. Can we just
Zooms could say that. Never happened before.
It has never happened. Time for a new computer.
Brandon broke the computer. Yeah, it's going to come out of your paycheck. Bummer. Bummer.
All right, at least play the Aubrey first.
Nice.
By the way, that was Aubrey Huff, First Huff tweeting? Was that a tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tweet.
I wanted you to play that, Mark.
Why do people have to be so dramatic? How old's this kid, by the way?
I couldn't see the photo, but I think they were youngsters.
Well, Aubrey Huff isn't that old.
No.
He's right. So he's taking his 12-year-old to the gun range.
Huff doesn't know where to go. He never goes to second base. The throw goes to first, not in time. Unbelievable. First, Huff acted as if he'd never even seen a big league game. The ground ball went to shortstop, and Aubrey, First Huff, never moved. Burris fielded it, hoping to start an inning-ending double play. Came up ready to throw to second, and there was nobody to throw it to. First, Huff had just started by that time, and I'm just speechless about that one.
Can we tweet that to him? Maybe we'll get in a Twitter war with him.
Oh. That was the great John Miller on the mic.
Bloop! Yes.
It was John Miller. Man, it's not a sports podcast.
I know, but he was so great.
Hey, look, I'm back up.
All right.
Oh, my God. Can you see if you can see how old the kid is in the picture? I'm praying he's not 11 or something.
I'm looking for it.
So, Aubrey Huff's teaching him to shoot people in the event that socialism takes over America if Bernie Sanders is elected?
Looks like...
Why does he need to learn how to use a gun if Bernie Sanders is elected?
Looks like that tweet's already gone.
Understand.
Oh, it's right here.
It is?
The picture, his sons are... they got to be anywhere between 10 and 13. I don't know.
Jesus. I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan. I want to make that clear, but oh well. Whatever. I'm going to go kill myself. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanksgiving.
See ya.
Well, it's almost Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means.
That's right. Black Friday is just around the corner.
Ouch.
And people are already gearing up.
We usually start lining up around 3 a.m. We douse ourselves in pig blood because it does help us slip through the crowd when the doors open. We do it every year, part of the family tradition. Last year, we lost our youngest daughter. Her head was stepped on and crushed, but in her memory, we're going to find a young girl and step on her head this year. If anyone thinks they're going to beat me inside that mall and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina, because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain. They've beefed up security in an effort to reduce the number of fatalities this year. One thing's for sure, people take Black Friday very seriously.
I just hate Thanksgiving. It's damn near the worst holiday of the year because it's a damn boring. When I was a kid, I knew I didn't like it when I found out it's a day when you just give thanks for everything, when I wanted to move right on to a day where you could ask for stuff instead. Thanksgiving, you eat turkey. Oh, I hate turkey. Turkey is tough. It's horrible, lousy meat. And then there's a story with a Mayflower and the Pilgrims. What a boring, stupid story.
I hate to say it, but I always found it very boring, even as a kid.
It's a dumb story. It's just a bunch of ship of fools, you know, that just crashed like a bunch of dupas into Plymouth Rock.
Nice hats, too.
Oh, yeah. What a bunch of stoops. Thanksgiving Day is a day when out on the road you see one boat of a car after another just moseying along 35 mile an hour with all the men in front and all the women sitting in the back like mannequins, all on their way to like a Bill Knapp's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I gotta hear everybody whining, I'm so full. You know, all the guys sleep and snore on the floor. At the get-togethers, there's always some butthead with a thing for the wishbone. The only fun thing I do on Thanksgiving is seek out the people that get the hams instead. I like to drive by the honey-baked ham joint, staring at the infinite line, and then toot my horn and floor it, just to torture them with my freedom of forward travel. I see some people have already got their Christmas lights up so they can pressure me into keeping up with them. Well, you got enough time to put up all your lights. I say, get a life right into me. Either that or come over and do mine. Now, listen to this. I hear there's this Adopt-a-Turkey program. Now, this is true. You pay $20 a month. I don't know, I guess forever. And I think these vegetarians or something, they take care of it. Feed it, and it lives just real nicey-nicey on some damn farm. You might get adoption papers. They send you a photo of your adopted turkey. What do they think? I'm going to frame it, put it on my desk at work? Answer me. Call attention to the fact that I'm a dupa? Put up with a molasses-headed comment? Is that your wife? No, well, actually, it's my son, the adopted turkey. $20 a month. Whew, that just reeks of a pyramid scheme, if you ask me. Somebody's laughing all the way to the bank. And one thing I do like about it, though, if I'm going to adopt a brat, then they're right on the money that the brat be kept on a farm behind barbed wire. Then I can visit and just, oh, how cute, and then leave it behind. I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to see it. I can just visit when I'm sick of it. I just go home. Thanksgiving. What a rotten
stress. Come on. Give thanks for something. Stress.
I prefer the stuffing. Because, you know, it's like the stuff. And then you stuff it in the turkey's butt, and then you pull the stuff out, and then you eat it, and then the stuff comes out of your butt.